of Steam Steal and Murder is still on hiatus, and will be for another month or so as we continue our Deadlands Savage Worlds game, and I finish editing the Steam Steal and Murder sourcebook. During the holidays, we got together and recorded a few one-shot games, and tonight I have a Dresden Files game for you. I ran a published adventure called Night Fears, to which I added a few embellishments and changed a few things to better fit the group of players that I had. Hopefully you'll enjoy the recording, and more holiday one-shot games will be in the feed each week. Alright, so is everyone ready then, or
you still need almost some time to share? Like less than 5 minutes, less than 3 minutes.
Sure. What's this ghost story you want us to tell?
Oh, just keep in mind if you have a ghost story that your character might know about this particular house. The idea is that you're all going to the same high school, you're all in the same grade, and you have there's been a dare that's been set out, and the idea is you have to stay in this creepy old house from dusk till dawn, and there have been all manner of different stories that have been told about the place, and so. At one point in the adventure, you're going to be, of course, sitting around telling ghost stories. So if you have one that you want to put in, the game effect is that you're basically going to have the ability to place an aspect on the story by the ghost story that you happen to, tell. Also, if you're trying to frighten one of your other fellow people in the house, it could frighten them. Most of the damage that's going to be done in this game is going to be mentally oriented. So like when your mental track's blown out and you've got no more consequences to take, you run. You do not make it till dawn.
Okay, save changes, and...
Alright, I'm going to start moving characters out that are not appearing in this episode, so no one chose Andy.
Nope.
Or Terry, or Mike, or Jamie. So we've got...
We didn't want any characters that would be useful at anything.
We got two pure humans, and we've got one non-committed fae.
We commit him to the asylum and start the adventure.
Yes. Oh, with the non-committed fae?
He likes the full prank, yes.
With the Fae, the powers that you have listed are basically what your character has access to, but you have not chosen to be mortal or Fae at this point. If you need to dig deeper and pull out some more powers from the trick bag, there's actually more powers listed for Chris, but to do so, you burn off permanent refresh. And when you hit zero, you become full Fae, and at the end of the story, he becomes an NPC.
Well, technically, end of the story, the poor one probably become NPC.
Yes. Aw, kitty cat.
Getting fat, girl.
Can anybody else see a green line beneath Sharon, or on Sharon's name when she speaks?
Sharon, have you turned off, have you gone to the little cog at the top and turned off your video and audio settings in Roll20?
They are both disabled.
Okay. Hmm, interesting.
You still see it now?
Yeah, I do. As it comes up and goes down. Is nobody else seeing that?
No.
It's not there now.
What
if you say
now?
Something.
I'm saying something.
I'm seeing it, but obviously nobody else is, so...
Are you disabled for receive, Richard?
Yeah, it's all off as well. I don't know.
Is avatar on small? I got my avatars on the text only.
Yeah, I put it on small. It doesn't make any difference. It's okay.
Okay, my avatar is on names only.
And now it's just gone away.
Aha!
Ah, now we know.
Possibly. Yeah, that seems odd.
Now we know Richard is delusional.
We've always known Richard is delusional.
So we'll get started with some of the preliminaries for the game. And Chris, is your fae parent your mother or your father?
We'll go mother.
Mother. Have you met her?
Well, at one point, yes. I was much younger.
And are they aligned with summer or winter?
Summer.
Summer, okay. Out of the other NPCs, who was supposed to be with you tonight but didn't show up?
We can't remember who the other NPCs are now.
Well, if you look on the thing, they're still there on the journal sheet.
Right. Just one of them, or?
Just one. Yeah. One other person was supposed to come with you.
Yeah.
Is this what you're asking all of us, or just James?
All of you. All of you.
Nikki.
I'm here. I wave.
Right behind you.
Okay. Always the bridesmaid, never the bride, Nikki.
So Danny's character isn't... It's still showing... This is weird. Danny's character still shows up the character list. Mm-hmm. In the journal?
Yeah, I see five names in the list. I thought there were, like, eight of us. Eight
there were, but two of them have gone away. I can't see Danny or Chris. I can see Annie.
I can see Chris.
Jamie, Mike. Well, yeah, you are Chris.
Right. So it's, we're seeing us plus the NPCs. Yep. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, I see.
I'll pick on Andy. He's going to be supposed to be here.
Are we meant to be picking one per person or one for the group?
One for the group.
Yeah.
So I'm just nominating Andy because no one's done anything. So,
yeah, no, fine. That's fine. I've got no problems with you doing that. So Andy should have been with us.
All right, so the jock should have been with you but didn't show up.
Yep.
Always knew he was all mouth.
All right. Now, two of you used to be best friends, but you had a falling out. Which two of you was it? And whose fault is it? These are things that you can also kind of pull in to use as to fill in aspects if you wish to.
Let's see. Okay. I can say, let's see. I'll say Nikki and I used to be best friends, but I stole her boyfriend.
Oh, first of all, is Nikki male or female?
I'll go with female. I'm happy with that.
All right.
Because of the background that is here, I have the aspect steadfast best friend, which means I guess that Chris is my best friend because I couldn't.
Or Danny can be your best friend and you don't know that she hates you.
I don't hate
you. Or it could be that Danny and I fell out because I pulled one prank too many. That's quite
that
possible.
Too.
Yeah. We all hate each other. Yeah, we'll just resolve it that way.
Nick is going to be pissed that he missed a game where we actually are meant to hate the other PCs.
All right. And which one of you was not invited to come along but showed up anyway?
The cat.
That would probably be Nikki.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So Nikki trailed along because you're best buds with which one? Danny or Chris?
Oh, with Danny, I think we decided.
With Danny. Okay, so you showed up because Danny was coming.
Yeah. Can't let
you down. Danny said, we're all going to hang out at this place, and she said, oh, okay, I'll come along too.
Can't let you go alone? Oh. Can't leave you alone with Chris? I know one of the two of you end up killing one of the others and making the house even more haunted.
All right, Andy will be there as well. Not a problem.
Oh, I'm definitely not leaving her alone with two boys.
And what do the winners of the dare win? What are you guys all getting out of this for staying from dusk till dawn in this spooky mansion?
The losers have to buy the winners ice cream. Sundays at the ice cream parlor just down the road. And tomorrow after school.
The losers volunteer their house for a party the next time their parents are out.
Ooh. I like that one even better.
Now, by the losers, you mean the kids who dared us as a group to go here, not us individually.
Or did we dare each other, is the idea.
Yeah.
Yep, dared each other. So, like, whoever cuts and runs, loses.
Well, Andy loses immediately. Party at his place.
Yeah.
Well, that's one down. Yes. The idea is the, so the winners get to have a party at the other person's house is what you're getting at. So Andy owes everybody one party because he didn't even show up.
Yep.
There we go.
Unless we all run, I guess, in which case. But no, if we
No. He still gets to be called the party because he doesn't.
Yeah, if we all run, then no, we were there all night. Nothing happened.
Okay. And what preparations did you make for your stay? What did you bring?
You're teenagers. What do you mean preparation?
What you mean besides booze?
Could have brought booze. Yeah. Well, let's start with Danny. What did Danny stick in her backpack?
Let's see. Booze. Let's see. Maybe a salad and a couple of sandwiches and some sodas and a mirror and makeup.
All right. And what did Nikki bring?
Nikki brought a sleeping bag curled up in, and a bag of gummy bears. Nothing else. Just stuff.
That's very teenage.
Yep.
I could subsist on sugar alone.
Don't need anything else.
And what did Chris bring?
Aside from a few bits of food, a torch, or flashlight, as you would say.
No, can't go back in a mint. Cannot go back in a mint.
I forgot my iPod. No!
Yeah. You forgot your iPod too? Damn.
Well, it is modern days, and so we're all cool with cell phones.
Yes, yeah. That's part of being
a teenager is having a cell phone.
It's like you're born out of the womb with it now.
Yes. And the other thing I have is, I don't know if you know about the Heathen Bird, these, there's a box that does irritating sounds at random times.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Sound effect. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, through the game, if you decide that you might have had something else on you that you didn't list, that is a chip spin to have it if you need it. Just keep that in mind. But what you've just thrown out that you have is what you randomly have on you there. And yes, I will say everybody has a cell phone. That's
Can we have a nice smartphone?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Great.
Smartphone.
GPS, yeah, but there's no wireless connection in the house, though. No!
That's okay, because they all have flashlights.
All right. And apparently you guys come from a nice white-collar school because no one brought drugs. Well, I guess you brought booze.
Would you want us to list amphetamines?
Yeah. Who brought the ecstasy and...
Some A-Train, some Special K. It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, this is apparently a prime time AOD. High school. Yeah. All right. The bed is from dusk till dawn. So you guys arrive just slightly, before the sun goes down. There's still a bit of light out. And actually, you do get fairly good reception standing outside of the house. It's on a piece of, the property is overgrown. It hasn't been well maintained. No one's lived in the house for as long as you've all lived here in town. It's just at the outskirts. There are some neighbors that are within, seeing distance, but not so close, that they're like right on you. You've got a neighbor both to your right and left, and they're behind some, overgrown shrubbery and overgrown trees. Like, if you yelled real loud, you might be able to get someone's attention. But there's no houses butted up right against it. It is, just right off of a major road, that does get patrol cars here every once in a while. And you do have the signs off that say, condemned property. And you're all been warned away that, the police don't like anyone coming up this way. So that is something to keep in consideration as you did drive up here. Who drove, by the way?
God,
probably me.
Out of the car. For the car.
I guess that would be me then.
Danny's got the Lotus and no back seats in a Lotus though.
I have a Miata and I had to strap Chris to the roof rack. Oh, I'm sorry, you don't have a roof rack.
Hang on, Chris. All right, so you did actually pass a patrol car on the street as you were driving up. This is it was once a very well-to-do neighborhood. It's come down a bit since then. Property values, as is all around town, have been coming down. Crime isn't a large problem in this area, but people pay well to their local departments to have a police force about, so they're seen often, but don't really do much work. So you're presented with this kind of very dilapidated three-story manor house. It was once probably a very handsome establishment. It sits up on a little hill. It had a cobblestone driveway, kind of one of those half arcs where you drive up to the front and then you can continue on around. There is what used to be a fountain in the front that's since overgrown. Ivy is covering the statuary. It's very difficult to see anything. And you have the big warning sign that's been pounded into the front lawn saying that it is a condemned property, keep out. You also notice from the side of the road here, I assume that you kind of drove up on the arc so that you're got some cover behind the trees and overgrowth, so you're not easily seen by the road.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So you're close enough that you can see that the windows have had boards put up on them. There's a lot of graffiti spray painted on them. The doors also have been boarded up as well.
Okay. Did anyone bring a way of getting into the house?
Defeated at the first point.
Yeah. Let's just say we've been here and go home.
Well, let's go around.
Oh, part of it is you have to bring back proof. Since you all have cell phones, you've got to take photos of the inside of the mansion. And, you know, they'll be time stamped so that people will know if you're there through the night and into the morning.
Of course, the proper thing to do here is stay safe inside of the mansion, but unless they've been there, they don't know what the inside of the mansion looks like, so we can just pick in your mansion.
True.
It's no fun. Yeah.
It's a small town. This is the only unoccupied mansion.
I'm sure Danny could have got her parents to mock up a fake mansion if they wanted. Look, let's just go inside, tweet that we're in there, and then come back out again. Scary. We can record going into it, and then we can stop our phones so that it doesn't. We can say, "Oh, mysterious electronics don't work inside. Spooky."
Remember, if anything strange does happen, you don't see it until you review it back on the footage, because found footage movies are always great.
Yeah, but those high-end phones that do the video recording as well, you can shoot your own Blair Witch Project movie.
If you're only thinking Blair Witch for found footage movies, you're lucky. There are some terrible found footage movies out there.
Chlorophyll.
And let's make one.
Yeah, that would actually have been a better hook for the beginning of this. It's got, not only is it a bet, but it's like an amateur filming. Take a note while I'm writing this.
That would have actually worked a lot better. Yeah. That'll be certain cliche to it. Anyway, go.
I'd break out my phone and, come on, let's go circle around the building and see if we can find a way in. I'll be at the back here recording for you. I'll get your good side.
She goes off in the back and never seen again.
Always buys it first?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Isn't the cameraman the one that always buys it first?
That's fine. I'm the camera woman. Chris will buy it first. He's the minority in this, being male.
Oh,
it's
yes.
A new pop modern found footage thing. But yeah.
All right. Well, you do walk around the property, checking out the grounds. I guess you all have your cameras out just recording it. And as I said, the sun's still out, although it's going down. You probably have enough sunlight for another hour. The front of the mansion is fairly well lit from the sun as it's going down. It really doesn't look all that scary at all, other than the fact that, you know, it's kind of falling apart and the boards across the windows. You can still see kind of shattered glass laying outside that people didn't clean up well at all. And you've got ivy growing everywhere. But otherwise, it doesn't really seem, you know, spooky or anything. Going around the back, it's...
Shattered glass outside?
Yes, yes.
Does it, just out of curiosity, does it look like it was shattered from the inside?
Well, since it's boarded up, it's hard to tell. I mean, if you could look inside to see where the glass lay and how the pane looked, you could probably tell. But with the boards nailed to the frame, you really can't tell.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So going around back, there was what used to be a servant's entrance back here as well, but it's also boarded up, and it's also got a large state padlock on it. It's got one of these police padlocks. Another got a yellow band across the top where police have come by at some point to lock the place down. And around the back, the windows here are also boarded up as well.
Are they boarded up on the second floor as well?
Yes, they are.
Oh, no climbing the ivy. Oh, that would have been a great action shot for us to go up there.
Once again, just in the tradition of the system we're playing in, if at any time anyone wants to make a statement of fact as to why something might be boarded up, or if you want to tell one of your ghost stories, about the place, feel free to do so. I'm not going to offer any explanation unless someone says, hey, what do I know about this? Or what have I read about this? Otherwise, I won't offer you an explanation, okay?
One thing I will say is that, make a burglary roll to case the joint to see how easy it is to get in and out through those boarded windows.
Sure. go ahead and give you a burglary roll there. Four. I take it that you actually have taken burglary as a skill.
Oh, yep.
Of course. Yeah. You know, it's just the boards have just been nailed to the windows. You figure a crowbar, which, you know, Danny probably has one in her back of her car to change a tire with. Probably yeah. wouldn't be that difficult. I mean, there's padlocks, the police grade padlocks are a little difficult to pick. But just prying off one of these boards and getting it through a window, it shouldn't be that difficult at all.
Okay. I go get my road kit out of the trunk and hand the crowbar to Chris.
Yeah, look at what you might score.
With your casing roll there, you also figure that, you know, the ground floor has all the shattered glass laying on the outside. So likely those panes are no longer intact.
Yeah, we'll try and pick some place that's not immediately obvious from the road.
Sure. There's windows around the back as well. And the back of the property, as I was saying, is very hidden from view. The trees are taller back here. The shrubbery is a lot more overgrown. You actually can't see the neighbor houses from the back. And you certainly can't see the road.
All right, then. Is there a back door?
Yes, there's a servant's back door back here. And that's the one where you saw the chain and the padlock, and it's all boarded over as well.
Okay, well, we'll pick a back door that looks, back window that looks like it's going into a main living room or something.
Okay, sounds good. Make me might roll.
I should actually just add a generic nothing skill bonus.
Yeah, actually, that reminds us, I'm going to put a generic 4D fudge on here myself.
Yeah.
And add that to the macro bar. Yep, okay. If that rolled, I'd seeing nothing on the window. If it rolled.
It may not have rolled. Apparently, have it pull a variable from a character sheet when you make a macro. That's awfully cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
All right, did you make a roll there, Jameis? I saw your last roll.
No, because I didn't do an actual... There we go. Wow, I logosed it.
Minus four.
Four.
Ow, okay, no, it's a...
Ow, mother! Ow.
Yeah, actually, yeah, that's exactly what happens. You succeed. You pull it open. But in doing so, you get cut by falling glass as the rest of the pane falls out around you. And I'm going to tag you with an aspect that you have a... that you're bleeding from a cut. Doesn't do any wound damage. You're just bleeding.
I have another aspect. Woo!
First casualty. We'll make millions off of this footage.
Yeah, there's somebody zoom in on his hand showing the blood.
Yeah, just the blood. It's not fake. See? Real footage.
Skull. That's not funny. As ever when something happens to the class gun, that's not funny.
Your criminal instincts were correct, though, and the glass pane just fell right apart when the board came off, and you've got clear entrance.
It fell right apart when it hit my body, yes.
And you're coming, actually, you come into the kitchen. Do you guys see the ground floor map now?
Yep.
Okay.
I see that.
So you guys come in through a kitchen window here.
Cool. All right, well, if nobody else, I'll go in first, unless we're all already in there.
It's really dim in here. Actually, the only light that you're getting, since this is toward the back of the house, and as I said, it was very overshaded back here, you're getting some light that's coming in through the cracks in the boards from the very front of the house. So it's pretty dark. Not like pitch black, you can still see a little bit.
Oh, did anybody bring a flashlight? This is going to be ruin my footage. Is there one in your emergency car kit thing?
There should be a road lantern.
Get my flashlight out and start hanging around.
All right, so yeah,
and maybe a couple of road flares.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to say that since you're rich and your parents would have made sure you had this sort of stuff in your car, I won't ask for a chip spin. So yes, you have you've got one of those crank generators. It's got a flashlight and a radio. And a few road flares as well.
Road flares? We can burn the house down.
Danny, when you run back out to your car to get these things out of your trunk, you catch the tail end of a patrol car as it goes down the street. Didn't seem to stop or slow down. As I said earlier, you know, they do patrols in the area.
Oh, Okay.
Your car seems to be pretty well hidden, so it didn't rouse any suspicion or anything. Oof. But you find your crank flashlight, and you got your flares. I'll say you got like 3 flares.
And the first aid kit, that little pocket first aid kit bandage, so I can stick Oh,
I'm going to have to call. I'm going to have to call for a fate spin to have a first aid kit in there.
How many chips do I have here?
If you click on your character, the last 4.
I thought it was the first number.
Yeah, it's the first number.
Okay.
Two?
4. First number is 4, so you have a 4 refresh to start with.
Yeah. You didn't take a real wound, so no.
That's fair. Do we know that Andy... Was Andy supposed to meet us here, or do we know we did Andy's flight?
Andy was supposed to meet you here. He had his own car, and since Nikki's car was, you know, it doesn't have a lot of room, he's supposed to meet you here, but he didn't show up.
Cool, right. You didn't meet anyway.
He's late. All right. He's just late. He'll be here in a minute or three, I'm sure.
Well, let's find somewhere else where we can set up while we're waiting for it. Let's go take a look around. There's nothing really... Well, I don't know. Let's take a look around the kitchen quickly and see if there's...
After cranking the light and Chris has got his flashlight around us, you take a look at the kitchen, and it's pretty much been stripped bare. All the appliances have been removed. There's a large dark stain on the old linoleum floor, though. You're not quite sure what it is. It's kind of it's crusted over and kind of brown. There's also a big cast iron sink that's still in place. There's cupboards along the wall, broken chair.
I take a look at the drops of blood that Chris is dropping on the floor and then compare it to the stain, which is over there. Ooh, this might be blood. This might be where somebody died.
Does Nikki have any scholarship?
Yeah.
Yeah, give me a roll.
I'll make a roll. Not very good at it. I don't study hard at school. obviously I like the gruesome aspects because I might be able to use them in some sort of future.
Now, Nikki watches a lot of CSI Miami. That's what it is.
He's dreaming.
It could very well be a really large pool of old dry blood. It's entirely possible.
Cool.
Yeah, Chris is dripping on the floor. This kind of brings this to mind as you look at it.
Yeah. Do we know of any stories of, like, old murders here or anything? People disappearing?
Who has a story?
Not one for this.
If somebody wants to say that if you've got a research skill or a scholarship or something like that, and you want to know if you actually know a story, you can roll that as opposed to making one up.
I'm going to try rolling it.
Okay.
With scholarship.
Scholarship. Okay, well, you've got a cell phone with a data plan, so...
I actually have an actual ghost story in mind situation, but I want to... This isn't quite appropriate yet.
Okay.
Isn't quite some trigger.
Sharon, with the 2. I mean, you go over some of the old newspaper archives in town, and you pull up a lot of stories about the old house, and the stories vary in exactness from one to another, but all of them seem to say that there was a family here, mother, father, and child, and that in some of the stories, the father killed the child, the mother, and then himself. Other stories say that the mother killed the child, but what it all comes down to was just mass murder with whoever ended up doing the murdering, killing themselves afterwards. And, that's what's been reported. And this was back in 1930 that all this happened.
The kid killed both parents first and then themselves.
Well, the child was an infant.
Yeah, so. I'm sure some papers would have reported that way.
We've all seen that seed.
If we had Terry here, that would have been funny. I would have done something with that.
All right, so yeah, that's what you dig up on your phone after a little bit of research, you know, not...
Cool, you're still getting reception inside.
Yeah, actually, you're not getting a lot of bars, but you're still getting some reception.
Oh, my parents couldn't afford the new model. I have to make do with last year's. It's so unfair.
Nah, you gotta pay-as-you-go plan.
Well, I mean... There's
one of those free cell phones you get in a box of cereal, you know.
Not having
it's got the Lucky Charms logo on it, yes.
All right. We'll go over and take a look at the cast iron sink because it's the only other thing that's in here and see if anybody's dropped any diamond rings down the plug hole by mistake. If there's a thing, I'll put my hand inside and fish around for it.
You pretty much, after taking a good look at it, realize that it's still here just because the thing is, it's cast iron, it's massive, it's heavy. It would have taken a great deal of, prying and a lot of effort to remove it from the place. And since it's cast iron, it probably didn't have a lot of value. Probably why it was left here. The drain hole is actually, you can see down into the black of the cabinet below the sink. So there's the pipe's gone. Pipe might have been removed because it was copper, you're guessing. But you do see like the void beneath it goes beneath the sink into the cabinet. Looks like there's something in there, but the light isn't great, so you're not able to tell right away. Since you're the persons not holding a light, that is.
Yeah. Oh, I'll open up the cupboard beneath and see what's in there. I think I can get a really good shot if one of you leans over and looks down the hole, and I film the camera upwards. I can see your eye just through the plug hole. It'd be great. Take a look and see what's in the cupboard while we're doing it. Yeah.
Well, let's just look and see what's in the cupboard before we go poking our heads into things.
It's there's a rusted toolbox that's kind of sticks under the sink. It's got a lot of water damage to the top. You pop it open. It's got a hammer, pipe wrench, some screwdrivers. Tools are still in actually fairly decent condition. Box itself is pretty well corroded over.
Yeah.
Is it a good heavy pipe wrench or something?
Yeah. It's one of those big orange pipe wrenches.
Take it, heft it.
It's one of them 5-pound jobbies. Have you got a mite rating?
Nope.
All right, yeah, it's an awfully large bludgeoning wrench. It's the largest wing, but boy, it's got some heft to it.
Okay, what about the hammer?
A hammer is just your normal ball peen hammer.
Oh, okay.
I put the wrench back on the top of the cabinet.
Okay, so you're going to lay the wrench back down on top of the cabinet.
Yeah, I put the hammer back in the toolbox.
Okay. So it's not in the cabinet in the toolbox, it's on top of it for easier access.
There you go. So the light's starting to fade from the light that's coming in through the boards and the front windows. You've been poking around for a half hour now, and Andy still hasn't shown up.
Let's look at the rest.
You got another half hour before sundown, though.
Maybe he came in.
What up, man? Where you at?
Send him a text message.
Yeah.
You get back the slain for loser. LSR.
Party at your place. Woo!
The icon for the middle finger flashes across your screen.
Let's go check out the rest of this floor.
Yeah.
Oh, is he not coming?
Yeah, he's a loser. His parents are going to be so pissed when we trash their house, though.
Again, the house is it looks like it's been stripped bare, like people have come through and taken anything out of value. Actually, all the doors have been pretty much either taken off their hinges or just broken. So wherever you see a void there where like a door is, there is no door, at least on the internal doors. Of course, your main door out to the porch is still intact. Where do you want to look? You want to go into the living room?
We'll go into the dining room next. And see what's
there.
Okay, give me a second here.
Okay, save versus bad jump scare.
All right, dining room is basically, once again, it's been stripped bare, so this is pretty much just an empty room. There's an old moldering carpet that looks like at one time it was probably a very expensive, very rich carpet, something that your parents there would have enjoyed very much. for Danny, why is your name not showing up? Is Danny's name not showing up for everybody else on the icons?
I'm not seeing either my name or the bars.
I'm seeing it. Oh, but I can't click on hers. So I can click on Chris and Nikki. Not Danny. Interesting.
Oh, yes. I've got her on the list of characters, but not clickable.
Oh, she's dead.
She's dead. Sorry, Danny. Dumped on your car.
Oh, she dropped? Is that what it was? Or?
No. There's a big X through Danny now, you see.
Wow.
Wow, there is a big X through my character.
Yeah, you died. Sorry.
No, but it's showing me.
I am sure what's going on with that, but anyway.
They're all gone.
Yeah, the X has gone away.
I was in this house, and Danny died and turned into a ghost, and then she came back to life.
But anyway, yeah, the carpet used to be very nice. Danny, it's something that probably your parents would very much appreciate in their house, if it weren't all, nastified as it is now. But there's really nothing else in the room.
Cool. I know what this is. I know where this, what was going on in here. I know why this carpet has been left here. Yeah. I remember reading about this. Even after the house was boarded up and used and left alone, I remember reading about this guy who was setting up a party for his wife in the house, only he didn't want her to know. So he got everybody to come into the dining room, and they laid out a nice carpet, and it all had candles and everything, and everybody had to be quiet and hide here. And somehow he arranged for her car to break down just outside the house, and then she like wandered up onto the porch to try and find a way in, and saw, and the door creaked open, and she saw somebody walking past. She came in trying to find out what was going on, and it didn't look like the living room like it looks now. There was lots of sort of narrow passages and things that had worked up so she could follow, and as she followed along, she got more and more scared because there were like spiders and like skeletons, and the walls dripped blood and everything. Oh, it was really, really scary for her.
Was it a Halloween party?
I guess that must have been the theme he was going for. I don't know.
Sorry, are you trying to creep everyone else out, or are you just kind of relating the story in a non creepy way?
Well, it's creepy because of Richard, so you have to tell us.
It could be.
No, but is your character trying to scare the other two, or are you just kind of telling a story?
No, I'm just relating the story. Okay. Anyway, and so she was following the man who was sort of leading her through this thing so she could get there, but she was getting more and more scared as she was going along. So she took out her taser just in case. And then just as they were getting into the dining room, the guy jumped out of nowhere and she tased him. And he had a heart attack on the carpet over there. Died horribly. Oh, it was horrible for her. She killed her husband in front of all her friends in this big party. And she went mad and had to go to the asylum. Horrible. Yeah. Didn't you read about it? Didn't you hear it? No? Oh, okay.
Wow. So tell me, did she escape? She would have had to escape.
I don't know. It could have been... Wow, if I remember, it might be 10 years ago tonight that it happened. Ooh.
You know. Well, as you guys are listening to the story and got moving through the house into the living room, it's a big room, empty. The fading wallpaper is kind of peeling back from the wall, showing plaster that's falling through. It's all the old lathe and wire style. So it's kind of peering through the wallpaper, and there's lots of dark gaps behind the wall where the wall's been, you know, maybe caved in, or people have come through and just defaced the property. There's a soiled mattress in one corner, and lots of rather unpleasant detritus around, like maybe the bums used to use this place as a shelter before they boarded it all up. But it's a large area, and you got the most light in this room than anywhere else so far, as the fading sun is coming through the boards. And from the inside, you can see that, yeah, all the bottom floor windows have all been destroyed, and there is glass laying inside and outside.
What? Lying inside and outside?
Glass from the windows.
Oh, on both sides.
Both sides, yeah.
Are there any animal sort of spore or anything in here? Does it smell funky that way? Because
it
must be able to get in both places.
Smells funky from the mold, and like there's old rotting food here near the mattress as well. Also, there's, you know, the stench of urine, which you track down to someone who's been using a Dr. Pepper bottle to pee in.
Dr. Pepper.
But you're not really seeing anything like mouse droppings or anything like that. I mean, you've seen you haven't actually even seen cockroaches around at all.
See, even the animals know this place is haunted. This is going to be excellent. We'll stay the night here and we'll be like town celebrities. And we'll go on talk shows. And yeah, life takes off tonight. Tonight.
Talking into your cell phone, getting a good picture of yourself while you're saying this.
Yeah, yeah. Trying to record as much as I can, get all the angles. Show off the show off the Dr. Pepper. Look, Dr. Pepper. Product placement.
Actually, this room smells a little bit better than the kitchen did, as there's more airflow in here coming through the cracks between the boards and in the windows.
Mm. We'll go up to the porch and.
Right, yeah. You can't get to the porch. The door is, you unlock it from the side as it was locked, but when you go to pull it open, there's a chain across the front of it. So you're only able to open it a few inches.
Well, I was going to look for a spy hole, but if there isn't one, then I can open it a few inches and then I can look out and just see if anybody else is. Mm-hmm. Looking around or anything.
There is a spy hole, but there's board across it on the outside, so you really can't see through it anymore.
I'll peer out through the side of the door, just check the car's still there and that nobody's come along or anything.
It is. It's starting to get, there's just very little light left out there now. Probably been poking around for another 10 minutes or so. So, sun's starting to go down completely.
See, that's the outside world. We can't get there now. Yeah. Let's go. Come on, let's see what else the rest of this house has to offer, unless any of you have got spooky stories to tell in here, which are in the public domain and wouldn't cost anything for this film.
Now have a look at the study.
All right.
Well, can I find out about how when this house was built?
Yeah, sure, that's a matter of public record as well. 1900s.
Okay.
They don't give an exact date on it. It's just what the because it had been on the market to resell for a while, so it's got some basic information on it. And eventually, the last owner defaulted on property taxes. It was seized by the state and condemned.
Okay.
And as far as the study, there are the remnants of some nice overstuffed leather chairs in here. Of course, the leather has been all but removed, and the stuffing is kind of springs are just sprouting out from the chairs. There are no longer any books left. The bookcases are still here, and you see kind of a discoloration of the floor where there used to be like a very large desk. The desk itself is gone, though.
Okay.
Check all of the bookcases for the one book which can't be removed because it's actually the trigger to a secret hiding place.
All the books actually have been removed, but you're playing around with the shelves themselves, and you actually do find a little catch. It just opens up kind of like a 1 foot by 1 foot panel, though. It looks like there used to be a wall safe there. It's just a hole now in the wall. And you can see where, there used to be some cylindrical device in here. You're figuring wall safe, but it's long since been pulled out.
But this is where they kept the monkey's paw or something cylindrical that could fit in there. Yeah. Or maybe it's where they kept the ankle. That's about right the size for a bottle, right? Yeah, they could put it in an ankle.
Maybe that's where they just kept the heads until for transport.
Cool, yeah. I don't know.
Up with ladies.
Can you stick your head in there and I can get a shot of it?
You stick your head in, I'll take a shot, and we'll just send it around.
You wouldn't do that to me, would you?
Well, no. I promise, I'll send everything around.
No thanks.
So you play around a bit in the study, and after a while of poking around, there's really not anything left of interest here. You figure just about another 10 minutes or so of sunlight out there. It's becoming increasingly dim in here. Of course, you've got your one flashlight, cell phones, and your crank light. Get one of those nice flashlights with LED lights, so the battery should last, through the night without a problem.
Yeah. Mm. I flick one of the light switches just to make sure there isn't still power here.
Nope. No such luck.
Didn't expect so. God.
Just because there's no lights in the sockets, just electrified everything. Well done.
Turn it off again. We're going up, we're going down.
I'm going up.
Have we looked at the porch yet?
Can't get
out.
Yeah. I'm saying let's go up and I
I'm going up.
Yeah, up.
This way.
Yep, we're going up.
All right. I like the way the map doesn't actually match up with what's happening there.
Yeah. I like how I found this grey square on the floor. Look at this, it's a grey square. Ooh.
Yeah, the grey square, I think, is...
That's your mark. That's where you meant to stop when you recite the line.
Oh, no, the gray square is a, actually, when you'll see it in the ceiling. It's one of those, there's a cord hanging from the ceiling, and it's one of those pull down ladders.
Ooh, an attic.
That goes into the attic.
Ooh, a reverse basement.
And then, right off the stairwell there, you see the master bedroom. Again, all the doors up here have also the same fate has befallen them. They're either been completely ripped off their hinges or they've been, or removed. The doors were probably made of some really good wood, so they had value and were removed.
Hmm. Well, shall we go into the nursery?
I'm sure that's not a problem at all.
All right.
This room is cheerier. The wallpaper was very bright and colorful in this room. Of course, it's still peeling off and got a little bit of mildew in it. But the rest of the house had more of the stately, kind of more reserved look to it. A lot of these stuffy older mansions have that kind of look. This room, though, was very kind of bright and cheerful. You can see marks on the floor where there has been some small amount of furniture in here at one time. There's really nothing left now. Window in this room is a small, kind of like a porthole window. Of course, it's boarded up on the outside, so you can't see out from it. But there's really no closets or anything in here at all. It's just kind of a bare room.
Just as well have taken all the stuff away. From what I heard, one of the last families that lived here, and they had a baby in here, the crib that the baby was in was rocked by itself, and when the mum came in to get the baby one time, the door shut behind her, and she tried to run to the window, and the curtain shut in front of her, so she couldn't see out anymore, and no one could see in and see that she was in trouble. And then she had to grab the...
Wouldn't that be the ghost of previous children killed in here? The ghosts?
So is Chris trying to frighten the other two?
Yeah, why not? Why not? And then when she managed to open the door, one of the chairs raced across the room and slammed into the door and stuck underneath the handle so she couldn't turn it anymore.
No!
Alright, let's see. What is the skill that would be used for this? Probably...
Presence? Deceit? Performance!
Performance, yeah. It would be performance, right?
Guess what Chris's +4 skill is? Boom. Oh, that's not exciting. Four.
Okay. Well, the rest of you guys may make me discipline rolls there.
Okay.
You can beat it. 4. Not a problem.
What are we using for discipline?
Discipline.
The skill, yeah.
Oh, it's not conviction?
It could be conviction.
It's mental fortitude. Yeah. I don't know.
It's the problem. Conviction
emotional
and
control is
very
discipline.
Hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Discipline is usually emotional control, but you can use conviction if you don't believe in the supernatural, for instance, or you don't think that there's any reason to, you can use cold, hard science as conviction if you want, but the default will be discipline.
All right. Well.
I'm going to use conviction because I think Chris is full of it.
Yeah, well, that would be fair given our relationship, yes. To be honest.
All right, go ahead. Choose what you're wanting to resist with and make your rules there.
There you go.
Yeah. You know Chris is full of crap, so.
That's a tie. I can't remember how ties resolve.
To the defender.
Yep. Goes to the defender, especially if there's no weapon in use, in which case.
Yep. That's fair. I'm not spending any dice. I'm not spending a refresh or anything. They can hire.
I'm going to roll a discipline roll other than that, because I think even if I fail, then the shaky camera will add to the effect there. So let's see what I can get. Bam!
All right, so Nikki, as it is a little unnerved by that story. How many mental boxes does Nikki have? Let's see.
4. I'm gonna blow a chip and take a +2 to that with not a kid anymore.
Okay.
Because I don't believe in these stories anymore, but I'll still take a box.
One box in the middle.
I'm happy with that though. Nah, you can't scare me with that. Scare me with that anymore. No.
That's the lowest mental of the three of us.
possibly.
Yeah, I've only got a 2.
Yeah, no, I've got a 4.
Yep, I've got the lowest.
Right. We gang up on him.
So, yeah, the nursery seems to be kind of a cheery place. Well, at least it's cheerier than the rest of the place. But once again, nothing really to look at here. Going to traipse over to the master bedroom across from it.
Craft room sure. first. We're looking at the map, look at the craft room first.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, apparently one of the residents of this place was interested in what looks like painting your figure because there are blotches of colored paint still on the floor. Once again, it's empty, and you can see that there used to be a very large desk here by the discoloration on the corner. But there's also the smell of, like, you can all still smell, like, a lingering hint of, like, turpentine or paint thinner.
By the way, Bert, mm-hmm. not that I intend to, but can we tell more than one ghost story, or is it just one per person?
You can do more than one, but it's just the one role to actually frighten people through the night. I'm not going to let you keep assaulting a person.
No, yeah, I was just wondering, if it was. So the other two have still got their frightening roles to go.
Right.
So do I have discipline or conviction? I don't think so.
Yeah, so the smell of turpentine isn't very strong in the air, but it still lingers around a little. There's also some empty bottles that look like pigment was mixed up in at one time, and they're kind of shattered and laying on the ground.
Well, there you go.
But nothing else interesting in the room, huh?
Nothing at all. It's empty except for the broken bottles of were probably pigment.
I heard that the person who loaned this house first of all was a drunk, but he was a painter who was drunk, and he used to mix up his paints and come up into here into the craft room and drink and try to paint all the horror things that he saw in his drunken alcohol-filled nightmares.
Was his name Pickman?
I don't know. It might have been Pickman. And one day he was painting and drinking and drinking and painting, and he was cleaning off his brushes, and he had accidentally picked up the turpentine and drank it all, but he'd been mixing it with the paint, and the paint was poisonous, and it killed him.
Yep, that'll happen.
Yep.
Are you trying to creep people out?
Yeah, I'll use that as my creepy.
Okay.
Really? That's where I saw the story going from the outset. So
yeah,
I don't
know
how creepy it was.
Give me a performance roll.
I don't have any performance, so I don't really see it 40, as a particularly creepy thing. So I creep you out with one. Can you resist my creepy turpentine drinking story?
Well, considering I don't have any discipline or conviction, probably not. Nope. That's it. I only have two boxes of mental. I'm going to have to spend a chip on that, which I don't have many of those either.
Have you already filled out all your skills? Did you want to add in discipline or?
I do have a 2+1s available, which would only make it a 0. Discipline is more likely.
Mm-hmm. So do you want to spend a chip then? And you'll be going at a base 0, so you would still have done one box of creep factor to you.
Yeah.
ODF +1. Okay, that changes. Throw that. Yeah, you very quickly ran out of room on there. Fortunately my refresh is kind of sucky.
Sharon, go ahead and make your roll too.
Yeah, it's a third of mine, so I'll re-roll that. So it was a 0, it's now a 1.
Ah, you're good. Although it looks like Sharon might be slightly creeped out.
It's now a 0, isn't it?
Yes, yours is now 0. Mine is 0 as well.
Oh, no, you rolled it, I see.
Yeah.
Woo! I creeped out my best friend, but not the creepy guy.
Well...
It's one mental box, or you can tap an aspect if you wish.
Well, you know, I'm not a kid anymore, and
there you go.
This is really not scary.
Ah, someone's cell phone rings.
Oh, my chips are being spent. Yay. Yeah.
Okay. Right, so having the room with the paint and the smell of the turpentine apparently gives Nikki's tale a little bit more of that creep factor to it. So everyone's a little.
Oh, I managed to.
Yeah.
Yeah, had you going for a minute.
just a minute, but not really. Are we going to check out the rest of this floor, or just cut to the chase and go to the attic?
You still haven't looked at the master bedroom.
Cellar as well. We haven't looked in the bathroom.
Yep. Continue the rest of the floor, I think.
Yeah.
Or the ghost bedroom.
Well, the master bedroom also pretty much stripped bare, although there's still some lumber laying there that looks like it was part of a large bed frame at one point in time. There's also a closet in the room, and the doors have long since been stripped off. But there's a large hole in the back of the closet. Looks like it was punched through, and there's a gap between the back of the closet wall and the outside wall of the house. So there's a void there.
That's how they got in. You know that's how they got in.
Who got in?
Well, that story that I found about the murder in the 30s, that's how they got in. See, whoever it was, whatever it was, came in through this hole into the master bedroom and took at least one of the parents, possessed them. The first to go to get murdered were the children, and then the spouse. And that's why we found that huge wrench downstairs. I can just imagine the scene now. The poor wife being chased down the stairs by her husband, running down to grab that wrench to defend herself, and failing. And that's where that huge blood stain in the kitchen came from. And yes, I am trying to creep them out.
Okay. All right.
And what would I roll?
Performance roll.
I don't have performance.
So it's just a straight 40 fudge.
Two. Stop there.
Ooh, wow, that's good.
That rolls are terribly pathetic.
No, you did research.
Nikki might have had an intruder in her past come into the house, and this just creeps her out a lot.
Oh, you know, I had that creepy plumber come round the other week. He was all skeezy, and now you're telling me these horrible stories.
So that's gonna be a two hit to Nikki's mental boxes there. Are you gonna take that or?
Yeah, I'll take the hit, that's fine. Which puts me right down at the bottom, but I'll take it. It's good.
And how about
Chris? I'm gonna take one as well.
Alright, so you successfully got yourselves all creeped out, and the mood has changed a little bit in the house. Actually, it's, when you first came in, it was kind of just depressing. There wasn't really anything, terrifying about it. But you all have this palpable aura now that the house is menacing, that just things are waiting to leap out at you. And you also notice that the light outside, the sun's gone down.
Ooh, spooky.
So you're all standing in this master bedroom, and Danny's pointed out this void in the wall behind the closet and just told you this terrifying story. Right there's the proof! He shines the light on the hole.
Ah, I creep over there and get a close up of it while I've got my eyes closed, so I don't actually know if I'm getting it or not.
All right. Oh yeah, so you got your camera down there, you're taking a look. Give me just an alertness roll.
Is this passive alertness?
Passive.
Because I have a +2 to that because I am some sort of corner of my eye. Yeah. Alert. There it is. Bam.
Oh, nice.
So 5, yeah.
As you're taking flash photos of the hole, this void in the wall there, you notice something glints that's reflecting back the light. And you take a look at the picture on your cell phone, and there's something white, bits of something down through the hole. It looks like it's the void goes all the way down to the first floor, and whatever it's in there, it's behind the wall on the first floor.
Ooh.
Maybe it's hidden silver.
It's hidden bones.
Maybe it's bones.
Yeah.
You can't quite make out from the picture because what you're getting is the reflection off of something down there. So you're not able to make out what it is.
All right. Well, look at this weird thing here. And then a little... If I reach in and put my camera at vertical, or horizontal rather, do I think I'll get a better image?
Yeah, sure. I'll let you play around with your photograph for a little bit there, and you,
I'll come up behind and jostle and say, don't drop it!
Stop that!
That's the kind of guy I am, it seems.
Get your hands off me!
So this time you come up and you look at the screen on your smartphone, and you got, you got it so the flash bounced around a little and didn't hit whatever it is at the bottom directly, and so, on the picture on your screen, kind of illuminated by the flash photography, is it's in fact looks like a pile of bones.
A leering skeleton.
Not a full skeleton, it doesn't look like. It looks like it's bits and pieces of bones. You can definitely make out like a finger bones, maybe arm bones, but it's not a full skeleton.
That's because the rest were gnawed and taken away.
And that's on the first floor, down on the bottom.
Yep.
Ooh, we might be able to get closer to it if we look down there. Perhaps this is the wrong thing. Maybe we're not in a Blair Witch thing. Maybe we're in a Nancy Drew thing. Perhaps we're meant to solve the mystery of the murder from 70 years ago or something. Oh, I have to work out my genres. Let's see what else we can find on there. No, I want to go down to the bottom floor and look at the skeleton.
Is it in those sorts of movies? Isn't it one of us did it?
Yeah, but I think...
my eye on you.
I think if we go down underneath to the first floor, we're going to have to break the wall open to see.
Oh, we didn't look in those two other side cupboardy bits. They might be there. No, you're right. It's probably behind the wall. That's what the pipe is for, to smash down the wall.
We also have the crowbar.
We're in an adventure game, not a movie at all. Somebody try combining random items. See if we get something. All right. Let's look around the top floor then and see what else we can find.
Oh, no, we've got the rest of this floor.
How far down is the pile of bones? Is it like 10 feet, 12 feet?
Oh, it's about 10 feet.
But 10 feet? Well.
I won't fit.
No, you won't fit. I was thinking we could link belts together, but even then it wouldn't be strong enough to haul you back up if something decided to jump out and eat you.
The hole is about the size of a person's head. It's not like big enough for any of you could really go through.
You saying I'm fat? It's just I'm these jeans, all right?
Well, I'm sorry, Chris. I mean, let's see. No, there's a lot of... well, never mind. Let's go downstairs and punch a hole in the wall.
Oh, we've still got the rest of up here, ladies.
Oh, that's true. We do.
We're looking to... storage across the way, just for the hell of it.
Sure, you know, you're gonna clear out, looking at the rest of the rooms down here, and saving the attic. Just let me know when you want to go in there. But the rest of the rooms are pretty much just completely bare. Nothing really of interest in them. They've been, even the fixtures on the wall have been pulled off.
So this bathroom would have been right above the dining room.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, any plumbing issues, and that would have been a bad place to be.
Yes, it would.
Well, let alone whenever you've got dining room there. Oh, I just need to go through the toilet and hear this big flush while you're eating. Yeah.
And this is a brown spot on the ceiling.
It's a big old house. They would have had solid bricks between them or whatever. So to deaden the sound.
Stomp on the floor. Does it sound hollow? Sound solid? Go through the floor. You know what the state of the house is like. I don't know. I see a stump on the floor.
So, out of curiosity, about how long have we been in the house now?
It's been a full hour. It's, you saw, as I said, the sun had gone down. So you've been in the house for half an hour. It's been an hour since you got on the grounds. Since there's not a lot to see, you've been going through the rooms pretty quickly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've still got the cellar, and let's have a look on the first floor.
Why are we looking through this house again? Why don't we just find a room to pack it in for the night? And then?
Well, I think we should look in the attic at least.
Because that would make for a boring film. And look at all this footage I'm recording.
The attic. We should go in the attic. Yeah.
You don't want to see the bones? Or the cellar?
I want to see the bones and the cellar, but we're already up here on the upper floor in the attic. It's right there.
I can't reach it. Lift up to try and get the cord. I can't reach.
You can jump up and probably grab it.
Right, yeah, I don't. I can't reach it. Somebody else will have to reach it.
Okay.
This is a teen flick. You go to reach it, and it exposes your midriff, and then you're aware that Chris is staring, so.
Stop it.
If Henrika, which of Nikki or Danny is hotter and thus will survive the movie?
Oh, me.
Danny is hotter, yes.
Yes, okay. Totally hotter.
Danny is sluttier and will go off with Chris and die.
But Danny is really not happy with Chris right now, so that won't happen.
You'll make up. It's the plot, and then you'll have a touching reunion scene, and then
that's
die.
That's right. If this is a postmodern movie, then Danny will go off and Nikki with Nikki.
Yeah, so. That's right.
Know the demographics you're going for.
No, Danny won't, because Chris has that cell phone and will be taking photos. I know, Chris. Everything would be all over the school the next day. Can't trust him as far as he can throw him.
But yeah, it's, with a small jump, anybody can, grab a hold of that and put it down. It's just like a foot outside of your reach if you're, reaching up to grab it.
We all stand there looking at it.
Go on, Chris. You're the jumping person. You're athletic.
No, I'm not.
All right. I'd jump up and get it then eventually.
Oh, sure.
Seems when nobody else volunteers.
grabbing the rope is easy enough, but Nikki's kind of light, so you kind of hang there by the rope for just a bit until the ladder, while it was stuck for just a moment, your weight does finally get it to pull down, and it comes out of the ceiling, and a ladder drops down. It's a very small ladder. It would be difficult for a full-sized adult to get up there, but as kids, it's fine for you guys. But it's fairly narrow.
Oh, this must be a secret place where the kids used to
hide. Just be careful. That ladder could come out far too fast and impale
you. You first, then.
Well, the ladder's already out, so it's not an issue now.
Oh, no, I know.
Jeez, I'll go up first. Jeez.
All right. You give your light a few more cranks and head up. The attic looks like it was a storage spot, and maybe because the ladder was so slender, it wasn't looted. There's actually boxes and things up here.
Ooh. Hey, guys, come on up here. There's stuff.
I was going to follow up behind her. Yeah.
Yeah. Chris goes up last, following the lady as they go up. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Danny's the one wearing a skirt, but she went up first. Yep. So there's a lot of wooden chests up here, as well as boxes that are stacked. It's not a great deal of stuff, but, you know, it's the only thing you've seen in the house so far that the owners had left or no one's touched. It's pretty dusty up here, too. You've got some ventilation slits in the, you know, the top of the attic that's letting some air flow through. It actually smells a little bit better than the rest of the house because of that.
All right. Well, let's open these chests and discover which one the kid who was playing hide and seek locked themselves in and died.
Got to start just rummaging through everything. And some of the things you find of interest is in one of the boxes with lots of cedar chips around it, there's a really elegant wedding dress that was packed away and wrapped in wax paper. You find a box that's got a teddy bear in it that looks like it had a lot of use. It was packed away quite lovingly and wrapped up, and also some cedar chips in there as well. Cedar chips. They're used to keep basically varmints out of things from eating cloth, eating paper. It's an old method that they use to keep things safer from insect infestation.
Okay.
And they smell nice. If you like the smell of wood.
Okay. And you're looking around here and you find, there's some boxes that are stashed in, little niches and crannies. There's a lot of places where things could hide up here. It takes some time looking through everything and, a lot of it is like silverware. Might actually be real silver. Kind of hard to tell.
Ooh, cool.
Everybody can give me just, passive alertness rolls there.
Yes, I actually gave Chris some alertness. Ooh, 3.
Okay.
4.
Huh. All right. That would be a 3 for me.
I'll say Chris finds it as he's kind of just walking around the place. Your foot hits a floorboard that's a little loose, and you bend down to look at it. And it looks like it was crafted to slide in and out, like it's a little hidey hole.
Mm. Fair enough.
Pull it aside. There's a tarnished silver cup in there. There's what looks like an old paring knife. It's got all kinds of crazy symbols all over it. There's a book of in there. It looks like it's leather bound. It's been wrapped in wax paper.
Hey, we found the evil ritual kit, guys.
I think we did. Is there a nice? There's a nice silver knife in there as well.
Yeah, it's an odd. Looks like size of a paring knife, but it's got these weird symbols scratched all on the blade.
Oh, I'm taking the teddy bear with me now, wherever we go. Turn it around and whatnot.
Well, let's see.
Yeah, I'll open the book up. What the hell?
I'll take the silver knife.
All right. The book is a sketchbook. You're just kind of flipping through it, just getting an impression of things. The person who drew in it was a really good artist. It's all done in pencils and charcoals. The images towards the beginning are a lot more, of common things like, woodland scenes. Looks like the person might have been into, fantasy or sci-fi or something. Some of the scenes are woodland scenes with little creature faces poking out through bushes here and there, elven looking features. All very kind of friendly looking, but towards the end of the book, pictures are much darker and the faces are, they kind of leer at you as opposed to smiling at you. They all seem to have like a slightly demonic cast to them.
And I think I saw her when I was with my mum one time. Does it remind me of anything, Faye-esque?
Actually, yes, it does. Some of the faces, your summer court, right? So some of the earlier, like in the first half of the book, some of the pictures are of some of the, some of the beings that you've seen, when you had, visited your mother on occasion.
Yeah, if you think the summer is light and fury. Oh! Yeah.
Well, they typically have a more friendly appearance. Not to say they are friendly.
Yeah.
See, I told you, crazy painter, crazy painter.
Actually, while you're looking the book, let's see, what did you get on your alertness roll there?
Three.
Okay. Something else you're able to determine by looking at the pictures, it actually looks, in one particular picture, you remember the porthole kind of window in the child's room? And it looks actually like someone was looking out of that window and sketching like the forest outside of the window.
Ooh. Oh, I can't remember what term they use in Dresden. No, probably just as well. Yeah, crazy painter, sure.
Looking at the silver knife I grabbed, is anything remarkable about it?
It's... You're by the heft of it and the patina that's on it, you're pretty sure it's really silver. The blade is still really sharp. It's got all these kind of, Google odd characters all over it. Nothing that you would really be able to pick out. Just really odd markings on the blade itself.
Okay.
Well, yeah. It's a nice looking knife.
I totally keep it with me then. Take a good couple of really good photos of it and grab a hold of it. And take a couple of pictures of the cup as well.
I'll take the book. That'd be amusing to show the folks back home.
So we have a teddy bear, a book, and a knife.
Yep. While you guys are contemplating all this, you hear some thumpings down from downstairs, almost like someone
is... No, we don't hear anything.
Almost like someone is walking, or someone heavy is walking quickly downstairs.
Text Andy again, see if we hear his phone go off.
Yeah, that was my first thought, was Andy, yeah.
Okay. Well, since Richard said it first, I'll give Richard the fate point there. You actually do hear the musical. Actually, it's a Metallica song. This you faintly hear reverberating from downstairs, and you hear a quick "Damn it!"
Shh. Andy, do you still have Enter Sandman as your ringtone? It's really lame.
Well, if he's emo teen, it probably is like who the bell tolls or whatever.
With Metallica? That was an
emo song. Yeah, you heard it? That's really emo.
No, Metallica haven't been cool since, before I was born.
No, but Wolf Larson's a babe.
I don't think you've seen any pictures. Is that the lead singer or is that one of the other ones?
That's the lead singer.
Oh, fair enough then, yeah.
So you hear the booted tread hurrying a bit faster after the curse. So the cell phone music stops. Then you hear the sound of what sounds like splintering wood and kind of a yelp, and then it's quiet.
He's fallen through something.
I'm guessing the cellar, like we haven't been down there.
Yeah, we should go look for him at least.
Yeah. All right, back downstairs.
Yep, taking our booty with us.
All right, so you go back downstairs, and the front door is opened. It's opened a little further. Looks like someone had pulled off a few of the boards and had cut the chain. The door doesn't open all the way, though. Just enough where it looks like your friend might have wiggled through. Left boot marks in the dust. Looks like he headed towards, the kitchen, where you guys first came in.
All right, not towards no sign of him towards the cellar entrance?
No, not really.
If we look around and for something that is broken.
Andy, you're right, man.
Other than the chain being cut off the front door and is kind of laying there, don't really see anything else that's been disturbed. And when you call out, Chris, there's no answer. The house actually seems a bit quiet for, you know, when you first came in, you still heard the noises from the outside, like some birds chirping around. And when you walked around, the house was still settling, you know, the foundation noises and, wood shifting in the house. But now it's like really, really quiet.
God, text him again and we'll find out where his phone is. We'll go snicker. Yeah. This is really lame. Lame, Andy. Lame.
Oh, I'll just call him because it'll last longer unless he picks up. So, yeah.
Okay. You hear the faint music come on again from somewhere. It looks in the area of the kitchen. It's really faint, though.
Go have a look.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Let's have a look.
All right. Since it's pretty dark except for the lights that you're carrying, it's really easy to see a cell phone. It seems to be hovering in the air about 4-5 feet off the ground in the wall. It's just kind of stuck there, the ringtone still going off. And when you direct your light to it, the cell phone is like, it's embedded in the wall. It's like halfway in the wall, halfway out.
Well, that's not good.
WT fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, you take a good look at it. It's not so much like the phone had been like just shoved in the wall. When you look at it, it's like there's no hole in the wall. It's just like the cell phone's kind of half in the wall and half not. There's no hole around it. It's just like seamless.
Oh, this is not good.
Look around the kitchen to see where Andy is.
You don't see him, but the toolbox has been moved around some. Some of the screwdrivers are missing.
So he took a screwdriver. The pipe wrench is still on the top, the big pipe?
Yes, yes it is.
Disappointed.
This seemed like... that's a waste of a phone. You wasted your phone. You're not scaring us. You're not.
When you call out like that, you notice that your breath seems to steam a little. And you kind of notice that the room has actually started to drop several degrees in temperature since you walked in. So you can see your breath in the air now.
What's on the other side of the wall with the phone sticking in? Is it one of the outside walls or one of the other one of the inner walls?
It's one of the inner walls. Actually, on the map over here, I will make a little beacon to... There you go.
Yeah. Go have a look in. Oh, sorry, sorry. Let's go have a look in the thing on. Well, really, the other thing was on the other side. We didn't have a look in there.
All right, yeah, the other side of it's a closet, and the wall is smooth there, too. And, you know, just kind of playing around moving from the kitchen to the main room, you figure that there's a gap between the closet wall and the kitchen wall. Just like you saw the gap upstairs, this wall's got a gap between it as well.
What are the walls made of? If we press on them, do they give? Or?
Lathe and plaster. So it's got like thin boards that have been plastered up.
Over them. So we could smash it in.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah. It's a little stronger than modern drywall, but not by much.
Yeah. Well, then I say we go back to the kitchen and pick up some of the tools and smash in the wall to see what's in between.
Well, we already have a pipe wrench and a crowbar, so...
All right.
Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, you guys make a sizable hole in the plaster there, and you do see the void between the walls. You know, the void's about a couple of feet. You know, it's got this, it's not quite a passage. It's a little narrow for that. But there's definitely this empty space between the walls. And you look around. You don't really see anything at first. Then you kind of play around with your flashlights, and you see a few drops of blood, fresh blood.
Not scared, no. Wasted all your time, money, and ruined your phone. We're not scared.
In the kitchen on the floor or around the closet, are there any footprints other than ours and maybe Andy's?
No. Other than the places that you've walked, I mean, there's a fairly thick layer of dust, and you really don't see anything.
Okay.
No other footprints, no drag marks, nothing like that.
Okay. Huh. All right, so this is not pigeons from hell.
Well, perhaps we should go take a look in the cellar, then, see if it fell down.
Yeah. In the closet, in that space, does that space go all the way down and all the way up, or is it...
No, it actually it stops here, but it does go all the way up to the top floor. And, Danny, you're a fairly slender woman. You actually could climb in there and have enough room to kind of, move sideways down it. And if what you're thinking is right, if you moved into this hole and moved down, towards like where the dining room is, the void from the closet that you found upstairs in the master bedroom and the bones underneath would be in that direction.
Boy. I'm kind of a chicken shit, too. So, wow. I'm wondering, do you guys think that it's a smart idea for me to go through here and follow? Is that the direction the blood trail leads off into, or is that?
It's not a trail, it's just a few drops.
Okay.
Wouldn't the bones be over here and not on this wall?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Going by the map.
Going by the map. Wouldn't the bones and stuff be up in this part of the wall?
Yeah.
But then you've got this whole doorway, so you can't go in here where we put the hole and go up to where the bones are.
That is very true, yeah.
So
you'd have to make a
new hole.
Once again, this would be the direction of where you would see the void come up.
Yeah, let's just go into the dining room and put a hole in that wall.
Just a quick question. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're pretty... slim there, Danny, and Andy was a bit of a jock. He's not going to fit in that hole that you fit in, is he? And muscly and sort of...
He might have been able to force his way in.
Yeah, that might account for the blood.
Yeah. Andy's a jock, but, you know, he's not like overly muscular or anything. He could fit in here. It would be a lot harder for him to move, but he could.
Yeah, I'm still thinking maybe we should just go to the dining room and put a hole in that wall.
Nothing against bashing up the wall of this place. We can go take a look.
Yeah.
All right. So you do some more defacing of property and
I'm thinking whatever it is, since the hole goes from the first floor to the second floor, it might be using the second floor as its own private highway. That is, if there is something.
So,
there's nothing.
Blow out another hole in the wall in the dining room there, and, you do find, the bones that you had seen from the top floor. It's, most of the bones in a hand, and, you know, a couple of bones in the arm. It's not a full skeleton, just loose bones.
If we compare the bones to our hands, are they bigger or smaller?
Oh, no, this is probably, an adult.
Do they look like they've been gnawed or anything, or broken, or just thrown there?
Do you have investigation?
Yes, I do.
Give me a roll.
Okay, that's a 1.
All right. the ends of the bones, you know, like where it would connect to what's missing, look like they've been hacked off, like a, you know, butcher knife or an axe or something, where the, you can see clearly that some tool had been used to separate it from the rest of the skeleton. But, no animal gnawings or anything like that on it.
Creepy.
Alright. Well.
That's not good. If we take a look at the knife that we stole from upstairs, does it...
Oh, no, no.
This, nah, that's not going to work.
Way too small. Yeah. It would have to have been some kind of blade that had a lot of weight behind it.
Yeah. Well, the only place we haven't looked is the cellar, or we could go upstairs and see if we can make more holes in the wall. I mean... This is creepy.
Well, there's no sign of Andy anywhere else. We were upstairs when he came in. So somehow he must have gone down to the cellar.
It's a weird joke, though. I mean, putting blood behind a wall when he's got no guarantee that we'll smash the wall in.
While you guys are debating what to do next, from within the space that you just, you know, wrecked in the wall here, guys here a loud, agonizing scream.
Does it sound like Andy? Is it male?
Yeah, it's male. Can we determine that? Right. It's male. And it's cut off rather abruptly.
Can we tell if it came from up or down?
It kind of echoes through the whole, you know, the void that you have there. So it's really difficult. You really can't tell.
Oh, man.
Man.
You know what we didn't think? Because we made the holes in the walls so we can get in, it can get out.
Yeah, it can, can't it?
It's not working, Andy. I'm not scared. Really, I'm not.
Would you say that out loud? There's a deeper, more guttural voice that kind of reverberates in the hall. It's just a... soft chuckling sound kind of echoes briefly through the room.
Not scared. Oh. I'm obviously scared when I'm sharing this out, but yeah.
Everybody, go ahead and give me a discipline roll there.
All right.
Am I using discipline for real, or am I using conviction?
Discipline, unless you've got something that allow you to use conviction instead of discipline for... Oh,
I got a one. Not terrible.
Ooh, I got a minus one. That is terrible.
I also got a minus one.
All right. Okay. Well, it was an average level attack, so it means that you guys will end up having to take a couple of boxes of mental there, unless you can...
What's average is one?
Average is one, yeah.
No, we're fine. I'm fine.
Well, I would have to take two hits, and I have only one mental left, so...
You can take a consequence, or you can spend a chip and tap an aspect...
I will spend a chip and tap an aspect, and I will tap the aspect. It's all done with smoke and mirrors, because I still think he's putting on a show for us here.
Okay. Yeah, the rational part of your mind just kind of ticks away. It's like, oh.
So, taking two on mental?
Yes. Unless you want to spin an aspect, or you want to... can you take it?
Yeah, I can. Okay. I'm just trying to figure out how to log it.
Oh, if you click on your character there, just reduce the circle. Which one is it for?
I think it's the third one.
Circle.
Okay, yeah. Just change that to two?
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
All right, so one of you starts to sweat a little bit. And
well.
And once again, the atmosphere in the house has it's dropped several degrees. It's a little cool in here now.
Oh, the sun's gone down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we need to look in the basement. If he set all this up, then he has to have some sort of electronic box so he can watch us through the cameras and press the buttons to make the sounds come out everywhere. So that's got to be set up in the cellar, since we've looked everywhere else.
Sure, let's look in the cellar.
Yeah.
Which one of us has the pipe wrench? I'll have it if no one else was.
Okay, I do not. I had the lantern and a dagger.
Okay, I'll have the pipe ring.
I've got the teddy bear.
Okay. You open the door. Well, actually, there's no door to the cellar either. That was removed. You go down into the stairs. This place has also been pretty much wiped out, but the one thing that's still here is the giant coal furnace that provided heat for the whole house. And as you come down the steps, all of you, you know, you're not sure you heard it. Could have just been, you know, the sounds of you moving, but in, you know, just kind of fleetingly, you hear the sound of a baby crying, just for a brief second. You look at each other.
Is that you?
I didn't do nothing.
There's more of Andy's effects.
Yeah.
Good job, though. That's my settle this up.
It's got a dirt floor in here, and the ceilings are kind of low. They're about 6 feet, a little bit over 6 feet over your head. So for you guys, it's not too bad, but the ceilings are definitely lower than the rest of the house.
Is it unnaturally low? I mean, is there space for something in between the ceiling and the floor of the above stairs?
If you want to kind of measure, you know, just kind of eyeball it down here, then go back upstairs. Yeah, same thing. There's a void between the ground floor and the cellar, but it's, you know, once again, it's maybe a foot.
Crawl spaces. I hate crawl spaces.
If I was setting this up, then when somebody went to make a hole in the ceiling, I would have buckets of fake blood rush out and cover the person.
Yep. That sounds about right. So we're not going to go poke holes in the ceiling, are we?
No. Well, we got to open the coal furnace. We got to see the fake skeleton that he's put in there to make it look as though people are being burned here.
Yeah, it's either going to be a fake of Andy or a baby. Probably a baby.
Yeah, he had the baby noise, so it's got to be the baby.
You go take out the coal furnace. It's really sooty inside. It looks like it hadn't been cleaned out in a while. There's a lot of ashes in the bottom of it, but you don't really see anything else.
Huh. Wasted opportunity for him to make us.
Who opened the furnace?
I suggested it, so I will open it.
All right, Nikki, as you open the big grate and kind of poke your head in there to look around, you hear once again the very faint cry of a baby. Just lasts for just a second.
Huh.
Nikki, you have the teddy bear too, right?
Yes.
You could swear when you heard the sound of the baby crying that the teddy bear wiggled.
I drop it on the floor.
What?
I think something got into the teddy bear. I think there's an insect or something in that. And then I'll squish all over the teddy bear to try and see if there's a...
Like a sound crumbling box or something. No, it's, you know, you squeeze around a little bit. Some of the stuffing, pops out around the edges as it's a fairly old bear. This thing is like antique. It was one of the original teddy bears, you know.
Oh, so it's actually hard rather than soft. Yeah. Oh, wow.
You shake it around a little bit to see if anything rattles inside of it, and you're not really able to determine anything.
Don't do that again, Mr. Bear. I'll open up my packet of gummy bears, and then I will bite the head off of one.
Intimidating the bear, right?
Yep. I'll offer the gummy bears around if anybody wants.
Sure.
Of course.
As you're doing this, you guys start hearing a rattling, that's coming through, like the piping that goes down to the big, furnace.
Ooh, I step away.
Thunk, shakes a little bit, and then something falls into the ashtray, at the bottom of the grate.
Yeah, I didn't want to get blasted with all the soot, so I step out.
The side. Okay. Something got blasted into the grate?
Sure, I'll go take a look.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Chris, you step forward in the flashlight beam. You see something covered in soot, and it's something glints on it. It's kind of covered up by all the charcoal and spent wood that had been burned in here.
Okay, what part of Andy is it? I'll take a proper look.
You poke around, and it's a hand. There's fresh blood coming from the stump of the wrist, and there's a class ring on the finger.
Oh, let me guess. It's our school.
Yes, yes, it is.
Yeah, cool bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think they called.
Honey, Andy. I'm gonna smack the furnace with the pipe wrench.
All right. Loosens up some more of the coal and stuff, and you know more all falls down in. But just the hand is all that came down it. Now, did you remove it from there, or did you leave it in there?
I probably would have taken it out to find out what it is and dropped it hurriedly.
Yep. Feels real. It's kind of cold. As a matter of fact, there's frost rhyming like the fingernails.
Yeah.
Still a little bit of blood just slowly oozing out of the wrist.
Alright. If we come across spaces big enough for us to put our heads in to look, I don't think we should do that anymore. This is...
I don't think that'd be a good idea.
Now you're just being creepy. Before it was cheesy. Now it's creepy. Stop it, Andy. Just come out. Hey, if he knows where we are, there's got to be cameras. I start looking in corners of the room to see if there are any cameras or anything, or whether he's had them. I suppose it was embedded in the wall. So, yeah, I'll take a close look at the walls as well to see if there are cameras embedded in them.
Sure, using the light on your cell phone to kind of peer around at the walls, looking around. All right. What are the rest of you guys doing?
Look around a bit as well.
I'm going to sort of generally do my flashlight around, just sort of taking the general features of the cellar, but otherwise not really take too much part of detailed examination. We'll move back towards the stairs and have a look up.
All right.
Sure. Eddie's not going to come and try and prank us with anything.
Sure. So you guys are kind of doing your own thing, kind of looking around. Nikki, you're paying really close attention to the walls. You're trying to find some hidden camera. And you're tapping on the wall, north wall down here. And as you do so, the wood in front of you starts to kind of push out. And it starts to mold into the visage of a woman. Like, you can make out the forehead and eyes and nose as it's pushing out through the wall. And, at the same time, wooden arms, push out against the wall, and they encircle your waist, and it starts to pull you in towards the wall. Make me a discipline roll.
Yes. I regret not taking that skill.
Is it a moderate?
Well, if you've still got a skill rank left.
No, I haven't. I filled all mine in at the beginning. Just to bear with it. Bing. Ooh, two.
Oh, wow.
Moderate is two.
All right. You're able to, keep from, completely, going mad here. It's like you feel like you're being drawn into the wall. Like, you're watching your legs start to slowly push through the wall and, the woman's, head kind of extends out a little bit so that her lips are near your ear. And she says, "Shh, it's okay, child. Mother will take care of you."
Yes. No, get off.
All right, you guys, hear Nikki exclaiming in the corner. So once again, you know, it's dark down here, so you turn your flashlights in that direction. And as soon as the light kind of hits the wall, Nikki, your wall's normal. And you guys are seeing, it looks like she was struggling for a minute there.
I stumble back away from the wall and fall onto the floor, I guess.
Nikki?
The wall moved. He's got some sort of animatronics on the wall or something. I don't know. It was almost like the wall moved. It came out and it was like a face and arms and it grabbed me. That's some good... If you had this sort of talent before, I mean... You can join the movie as the special effects guy, if that's what you're looking to do, Andy. You've made your point. I'll hire you. You can come out now.
Once again, everybody hears the deep rumbling, kind of chuckling. It's very male, but a much deeper kind of tone than Andy has ever shown.
This is seriously creepy now. It's really... Gang, yeah, we need to...
Is there anything else of interest in the basement?
No, not really, other than, like, as I said, it's a dirt floor, but you haven't really seen any disturbances in the dirt or anything.
I'm not going to look too hard either. yeah, let's get out of here.
Oh, man, oh, man. Yeah, I'd rather have my parents' house trashed than me being trashed by this house.
So you guys head up the cellar?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
You guys all kind of rush up the stairs, and as you cross the threshold where the door used to be, you guys stumble into the attic.
How do we
tango spot
jump into the attic?
You look around.
I didn't leave an attic, honey.
The stairs behind you aren't there anymore, but since you've already explored this place, you find yourself back in the attic from the cellar.
What did we stumble out of?
Oh, that's just it. When you turn back to look, there's nothing there.
Right, but we stumble out from one of the walls rather than coming up the attic stairway. Yeah. And right.
We stumbled out of a scene transition.
Yeah.
The sets were put next to each other when we just went from
When you turn around to look for the stairs, what you're looking at is the back wall of the attic.
I check the active ingredients on my gummy bears to check it doesn't say POT or something.
Someone slipped you a bad gummy bear.
Yeah.
All natural colors or something. Is the attic pretty much the way we left it?
Or? You look around, and the thing that you notice right off is the chest that had some of the trinkets that you found in it. You left it open, but it's closed now. There's also a smear of what looks something smeared around the front where you would have opened the lock or unlocked the chest.
Who wants to take bets as the rest of Andy?
I'd look at my phone to see if we have signal still.
You don't. No, you're showing zero bars.
I can't even tweet out that we're in here. So that
you're also noticing that your battery is a lot lower than it ought to be.
Mm-hmm, because something's draining it. Nice. How's the hand crank lantern doing?
It's doing fine. I mean, I'm assuming you're stopping every now and then to give it a few cranks to keep it going.
Yeah.
Okay, who's for getting out of this place?
Oh, you're just checking the light, I'm assuming, and not the radio as well.
Yeah, just the light.
Okay.
Come on.
How much?
See if it's Andy in there.
How much longer do we have to go until dawn, about?
About 8 hours.
Oh, jeez.
Is there anywhere worse than the attic in this house that you can think of? Because if we go down the stairs, we might end up there.
The worst place. At least here, we're all above ground, and you're just one wall away from the outside.
Do we just sit here then for the next 8 hours?
8 hours.
Sit here on the ground, wait.
In the middle of the room, away from the walls.
What's the floor made out of?
Wood.
Yeah.
When we were going up the stairs, did it look like there was a space between the ceiling and the floor of the cellar?
The cellar?
I mean, the floor of the attic?
No. I mean, actually, that's the one place where you can easily tell it's the ceiling and the attic, or this, one is the ceiling, the attic is the floor, it's the same piece of wood.
Okay. Yeah, the attic might actually be the safest place.
Well, at least
not if it's him in the box over there. What's in the box?
Is the ladder up or down?
You left it down, still down.
All right. Have a look out through the ladder.
Okay. Flash your flashlight around, look around, and it seems pretty quiet. You notice that your flashlight doesn't seem to illuminate as much as it should be. Like it's still providing light, but it doesn't seem to penetrate into the darkness as far as it should.
All right. Not a good sound to have.
Come on, just pull up the ladder. Yeah, we'll just sit here and wait.
The chest. We'll pull it up. The chest that you made note of earlier it looks like it's bleeding around the edge now. Like there's blood drops starting to pool on the edge and to slowly drip onto the floor.
Oh.
Okay. How about we push the chest out first and then we shut the door behind it?
Yep.
I like that idea too.
The chest, actually, one of the reasons why the stuff wasn't taken down is the chest is actually too big to fit down the stairway.
How did he get up here in the first place?
You need a different... Well, either they remodeled the floor afterwards, or they had another entrance.
I don't recommend looking at the other places for an entrance. The walls will grab you. Alright, let's just turn the trunk around so that it faces the other way and isn't oozing blood at us, and then sit down. And we can tell each other stories about how we went to school and nothing happened, or we stayed at home and nothing happened. This is creepy.
Yeah, it's creepy.
The blood, which is previously just drips, is kind of now like a steady stream coming out of between the top and the lid, and you hear a faint thumping sound from inside, and very quietly you hear, "Help, help me."
Does it sound like Andy? It
does sound like Andy.
All right. Yeah, well, all right. Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it at least. Open the chest.
I stand behind Danny and have the camera over the shoulder to record what's going on, I'm shocked by it.
All right. All right, Chris, you look inside, and what you see is bits and pieces of Andy, like his torso's there, his head's been removed, and it's laying on his chest. And one of his hands is kind of cradling it. His legs have been torn off. They're laying like on top of the body. But his eyes kind of roll up to you. And his mouth mouths, "Help, help me."
Does he speak without his head being connected to his voice box? I don't get it.
Go ahead and make me a discipline roll there.
No, I won't. Two. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you're freaked out, but two is the threshold, so you're not losing anything.
Wow.
Nikki, you're not really looking in, but you've got your cell phone kind of recording in there.
Yep.
And you look at the screen and it's just an empty box. And, looking at Chris's expression on his face.
It's not empty.
Okay. Oh. And what am I seeing?
Were you looking in or were you not looking in?
No, I was looking in.
Okay. You see the same thing. Give me a discipline roll. Okay. One. You'll end up taking one box of mental if you can take it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Actually, if you're looking, one thing that you see different is Andy's head rotates to you. He winks at you and he licks his lips.
Men, huh?
Yeah, this is not good.
Andy, man, what the fuck, man?
You continue to stare in there, and...
I am going to do something that I really, really shouldn't. I'm going to reach in and pick up the head.
Okay. You reach in, and you go to pick up the head, and your hand kind of passes through it, and when you pull your hand back up, it's your hand's moist, and it's got something like really warm and gelatinous on it, and Andy's body just kind of dissolves into a puddle of goo at the bottom of the chest.
Ectoplasm.
And then it is kind of like a swirling, like it's like he's going down a drain as it swirls away. Now, Nikki, when Chris raises his hand out of there, you can see, like, his fingers are glistening with some kind of goo.
Ew.
I step away before he tries to wipe it off on me.
I'll just find some nearby bit of cloth to wipe it off on.
The wedding dress, you mean?
Yes, what I was thinking.
Please don't.
No, you have to. It's narrative.
It's narrative imperative.
No, it's narrative imperative. I'll wipe my hand off from the wedding dress.
All right. Yeah, it stains it at first, and then it just kind of starts to fade away. Actually, you smell like it smells like rotten eggs as it just kind of seems to dry up and dissipate.
Chris, stop that.
And with that, if you don't mind, let's take a 5 minute here.
Sure.
All right, we're back. So, yes, ectoplasm and goo just got wiped off on the wedding dress and dissipated. Corpse of your friend Andy is no longer in the trunk. Definitely some weird stuff going on.
Is there any ectoplasmic goo left?
No. It's all kind of burned away, leaving behind the smell of bad eggs.
All right. Well, I will show the others. I will ask the others what they saw in the trunk, seeing as I didn't look. What was in there? What was in the box? What was in the box?
Bits of Andy.
How much talking would I know bits about this sort of thing of ectoplasmic spirits and stuff, given, well, somewhat my history, but the fact that I am a prankster and, but, you know, okay. It's a good way to do prankings.
yeah, and since you decided that you knew your mother and had spent time with her.
Limitedly. Yeah, when I was younger, I'd say.
So,
yeah.
Well, give me a scholarship.
I don't have scholarship.
Or lore. You have lore, don't you?
Nope.
No lore? Give me no just lore. A straight 4D fudge roll.
It might be, it might not be. Two.
Nice. Okay, yeah, you remember, one description of, the Fey realms and, spirits, and sometimes, for them to manifest on this plane, they have to create corporeal bodies, but it's made out of, goo, out of ectoplasm, and the stuff, the slime is left behind a lot of times.
Yeah, now this is not the sort of public thing that most people would know about, though.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Well, I will show the others the video footage that I recorded, which is nothing in the box at all. And only the goo after, when he puts his hand in there. So he's all doing it, some sort of hologram or something that can't be recorded.
This house might actually be haunted. We should get out of here, I think, would be the best step. Let's see if we can at least get down a level and go out through a window or something.
Right. You head out of the cellar
there? The upper floor. Well, head out of the attic.
Okay, yeah. So you head down the attic onto the ground floor. And from there, what do you want to do? Hallway's dark. You want to go all the way down to the ground floor?
Oh, right. Just checking we end up where we want
where you
to
would
end
think,
up.
Yeah, where you think you should end up.
Okay.
Good. Then, yeah, let's try
once again,
out.
Your light, while the batteries seem to be fine, although a little lower than they should be, they really only illuminate now a few feet in front of you. It's like the darkness is kind of pressing in on the light.
The front door was open and the kitchen window was open, so...
I wouldn't want to try and squeeze through the door. I mean, I mean, we're in the living room of things, so I think we should just smash in a window and leave that way. I don't fancy our chances of ending up where we leave. I mean, getting
right.
out through the
that's
kitchen.
No, yep,
that's where
yep.
Andy...
Got a nearby window.
All right, so, well, there's the nursery, the window's too small, porthole kind. But the master bedroom had two fairly large windows in it. They were boarded up. You're going to have to kick them out, but they're there.
Yeah. Come on, let's go to the master bedroom. What's the worst that could happen?
All right, you guys go into the master bedroom. Nothing seems to have changed here. The glass, once again, was shattered on the floor. There's a big piece of plywood is nailed up on the other side. To figure some good kicks, you could probably kick it out of the window.
Or a pipe wrench,
yeah.
Yeah.
Or so we guys, could pick up the sort of lumber that's here and all
yes,
ram
it. Yeah, ram it.
I think it's better if we all work together.
All right.
Yes, I agree. I totally agree.
Okay.
Nikki, go ahead and take another fate point suggesting that as you're all able to multiply your strength enough by getting a good solid piece of the bed frame and you ram it at the window. As I said, the glass has already been broken out. It hits the plywood on the other end and it just pops off and goes sailing into the distance. When you guys look at the gulf below you, you notice that it's a full moon, which it shouldn't be. And the scene below you illuminates kind of a sylvan forest. It's the trees are different types of trees than when you came in. Very lush. They're very verdant. You can hear all kinds of night sounds out there. Birds twittering. You can hear things crashing through these forests. There are glowing eyes out in the brushes and trees.
Don't go out this way.
I think we sit here again. I dropped the log that we're carrying all the parts of the bed.
Yeah.
When you guys kind of back away from the windows, the floorboards around you start pushing upwards, and you see forming out of the wood of the floor are fingers, a whole hand, the wrists of hands, and there's several of them around the floor, and they all reach up to grasp you, getting a hold of your ankles. and they start trying to tug you all down. So there's just a forest of these hands reaching up to grab you. Athletics roll there.
Yeah, okay, because
one two is capable of though.
I am screaming out, Andy, this isn't any good anymore. No, stop it.
Oh, heck no. Heck no, heck no.
Wow.
What's the athletics you speak of?
I am way too gorgeous to go at it like this. I am going to spend a chip and re-roll that.
All right.
If you allow that.
Sure. Too ignominious of an ending for you.
Wow, I'm just as bad as you.
That's a minus one. Oh, wow. Oh. All
right. Well, if anyone did not succeed by at least a two, you are grasped firmly by the ankles, and there's a very strong amount of will behind it that's just trying to pull you into the ground. You're afraid at first it's going to break your leg, but then the ground below you is it's almost like tension on a pudding as it's starting to flex around you, and you're being dragged down. And all of you kind of hear as if someone were speaking just behind you into your left ear, "Shh, mother will make it better.
I'll tell father on you." I scream out.
As you say that, there is a shadow that's cast from the doorway into the bedroom, and it looks like it's a tall man, very thickly set, and you hear him bark out, "Martha!" And the hands are just gone. It's as if it was an illusion or it wasn't really happening. Although all of you still feel like maybe your ankles are bruised and something definitely grabbed you there.
Thank you, Daddy.
Thanks, Dad.
It's the form stays there for a moment and then it kind of just breaks up into the surrounding shadow. I think that's a discipline roll.
It's a minus one.
That's a minus one too.
Okay, it's a level zero. Two attack. So that means that you people with minus ones are going to take three boxes,
which I do not have.
Okay, if you don't have a chip to spend to roll or anything, you'll take a consequence or let it blow your track out.
And where's that reference?
Yeah, I could just take a consequence.
I rolled a zero. I'm going to spend a chip and tag. I've seen it all before.
Okay. Well, you'll get rid of all of it.
So I'll get rid of the two. I mean, I saw it earlier.
Mild consequences removes two stress. Moderate was four. Severe removes.
Okay. I'm going to take a... If I take a moderate when I only actually need a mild, does that give me back anything, or?
Well, you can't get more back in box half, but it will clear out older box. That's what.
Okay.
You're
yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'll take a moderate then.
I'm gonna take a twisted ankle.
Okay. This is psychological based, so it's more of that. I mean, you're gonna have to take some kind of psychosis or something. What is frightening the hell out of you right now?
Generally, the creepiness of this house, and let's see,
the walls are alive.
So we're alive.
All right. All right. So you guys are kind of like jumping at shadows, and you're very certain there's something there.
Okay. Yeah. So always sort of moving when you think there's something on the floor maybe reaching for you. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So what's the next step? It seems to be fairly calm in here right now.
In some ways, the cellar would be the best place because then you've got floor, soil dirt beneath us that they can't get to us through.
Well, we don't know that it's... I mean, it's coming out of the wall before as well, so...
Yeah.
Would.
Just a quick question. I can cancel out now two boxes of previous mental stress on the track?
Yeah. Okay. You can remove up four stress of track. It won't give you more stress to have, but it'll remove all the taken.
Okay. Well,
doesn't it give you one because you needed to take three boxes?
Yeah, remember the amount that you had to take comes off of that.
Okay, so that would just give me one back. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, we need some to find some place to sit out the night.
Well, the dad helped us. In the study? Would he be in the study? Is that where he would be?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, I don't recommend the nursery.
Maybe it was mom that went insane.
Maybe she killed her baby somehow by mistake.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I would say the study is probably safer.
That's why they didn't take the cast iron sink, because she was bathing her baby in the sink, and then it died in the sink, and it drowned, and they didn't take it with them, because that's why it is horrible memories. Oh, God. I don't want to drown.
No sink in the study.
Yeah, I'm thinking the study is slightly safer. Maybe we can bust out another window in the study.
Right, I get out my phone to record everything, and as we're going along, I like show where I should be stepping next to make sure that it's not saying, hey, look, there's no hole here on the floor. And in reality, there is a hole, because the phone seems to show what's actually there. So I'm going to use it as a hole detector.
Are you recording audio as well as video?
Yes.
Okay. Quite clearly over your cell phone's speakers, you hear the cry of a child. It's only coming through your cell phone.
Okay. I'm half tempted to... I mean, if we find the child, maybe it'll be helping us, but I don't know where it could be. So let's just go down to the study.
Well, the child is usually in the nursery.
Yeah, but we didn't see anything in there.
Not before all that shit started happening. Well, we're here on the second floor at the moment. We could look in the nursery.
Pick your head into the nursery. That's exactly how you left it. It's different.
Oh, let's go down to the study. Then I don't know where it might be. We can hear the kid, and it's obviously... We can hear the kid somewhere in the house. Where could it hide in the house where the woman wouldn't? Yeah.
The only place we heard the kid before was in the cellar.
Right, but we didn't see it in the cellar.
We didn't see the kid anywhere. I didn't see the kid anywhere. Did you see the kid anywhere?
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying.
No, we haven't seen the kid anywhere.
Oh, I guess the kid could have crawled into a wall while they were doing it and died in there. That would be horrible. And that would mean somebody would have to go wandering around the wall.
Gordon, to where the coal heater vents go?
Yes. This is a horrible story. I don't like this one. Who made... This isn't going to get made into a movie.
Where did you leave the teddy bear? You still have it with you?
I'm still carrying it.
What did he say the woman's name was?
You heard the shadows shout out Martha.
Martha.
Martha. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
So the teddy bear, are you got it in your backpack, clutching it in your arm?
I'm clutching it. I'm not letting go of it.
Right.
It's something real.
Well, you feel something tugging at it, right? Or it's moving, one or the other.
You wanted to find the kid.
Follow the bear. Yes, yes, at this point that sounds like a sane idea. Let's follow the bear. Yeah.
What's your cell phone say? Look at the bear.
Yeah, okay, I'll show the cell phone onto the bear and see if it, like...
Looks exactly him.
Well, it's real. All right, let's follow the bear.
Yeah, let's follow the bear.
How do you follow it? I guess it was just kind of a feeling of it moving around in your arm.
Was it tugging in a particular direction?
Well, you felt a tug, or it could have been it moving around.
Place the bear on the floor.
And then follow the direction. Yeah, that's an idea. All right, we'll try that. We'll put the bear on the floor and see what happens.
All right, you lay the bear on the floor, and for a bit it doesn't do anything. Then it kind of flops over onto its back, and then it's like its left leg looks like someone has grabbed the heel and kind of pulling it, moves a few, and it flops over onto its side and just sits there for a minute and moves another few inches. Doesn't seem to be going anywhere fast.
Do we just leave it like that?
Are we on the second floor?
We're still on the second floor.
Is it, where did it tug the bear a few little distance towards where?
Oh, no, we popped into the nursery, didn't we, and put our head, so I guess we're in the corridor a bit.
Yeah, but where did it pull the bear towards?
Yeah, which direction?
It doesn't really look like it's directional, it's just kind of flopping around. Yeah, you know, it'll be yanked in one direction, and the next will have it flop over into another direction.
I wonder if I was to put it in my... backpack and then let the backpack dangle, whether it would like pull in a direction easier and see if it was pulling down, because then it's got all the directions to go in.
Well, when you held it in your arms there, the feel of it being like moving really subtle, so you think putting it in the backpack will make it actually harder for you to feel it moving.
Well, I was going to put it in a backpack, in the backpack, and then hold it by the,
like the strap.
The strap that would be at the, that is at the top, the little loop at the top that you usually use it to hang over hooks on doors, sort of thing.
Okay.
And then see if it was going to pull in a direction that way.
Sure. So you hold onto it by the little hook, and then yeah. every, you know, a couple of minutes or so, it seems to give a gentle tug as your backpack sways in a direction.
But it doesn't seem to be pulling it in a downward direction now if that you're... it has a down to go.
Yeah, actually, it does feel like it's tugging more down. It feels like instead of, like, left or right, it does feel like a tug is coming below.
Yeah, we might have to go back into the cellar. We should at least go down. At least the study we'll is there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll try to get down to the living room area.
Yeah, easy enough. Nothing odd happens. Take it down to, you come down through the living room floor. You see kind of where the door is and that chain it cut. You see Andy laying on the ground and he's missing, not just a hand, but his whole right arm. And he's dragging himself with his left arm. And there's this enormous pool of blood coming out behind him. He seems like trying to drag himself the door. He's making these pitiful little grunts.
Andy! Run over to him.
I hold up the camera phone, convinced that it's not real, but obviously it will be real this time.
Don't see Andy in the phone.
It's not him. You can safely ignore him. He's not bleeding to death in front of
you. What do you do, Chris?
What was this?
Oh, goody.
I never liked you anyway, Andy.
What actually I'm expecting is to get Andy or sort of get somebody wrenched out through the door and the door will slam shut or something like that. It's one of those big things.
Yeah.
Nice.
So you continue to Andy then?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, so you're going as well, Danny?
Yes.
All right, so both of you are running down to check on Andy.
Yep, we leave Nikki alone.
Looking through her phone at the stairwell. And it's as both real, of you get close real. To Andy, Andy's head rotates like 90 degrees on his neck so that he's looking straight back at you. This position would have broken his neck. And
okay,
Andy's,
that's not
Andy's eyes kind of burst into flame. And his mouth extend, and it's like almost doubles in size, and finding a gaping hole with teeth around it.
Okay.
And he looks right at you, at Danny, and his long tongue kind of snakes out. He licks his lips and says, "Give us a kiss."
Damn it, Andy. Not now. It's a diamond place, man. Diamond place.
No, I don't think so.
More discipline rolls. I will give you a shift on this. You already suspect that this real one. In some ways.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. This was a two attack, so Jamie will end up to a box.
You said we got a shift?
Oh, you got a shift. I'm sorry. You're right. So you're good. So when it looks like neither one of you are frightened of it, Andy's form kind of it's just like a gasoline fumes in the air. It just kind of gets hazy for a moment, and then he's leaving behind that smell of rotten eggs.
Just from my earlier role, I don't know if it was good enough. I can't remember. Obviously, when I went to the Fae Realm, I would have had to be careful about what metal I had with me.
Mm-hmm.
So was the pipe wrench of that kind of metal or not? I can't remember what type of metal it was, though.
It's not iron. It was steel.
Ah. So. Damn it. Oh, the cast iron sink might be more useful than you think.
Well, I try my divining rod teddy bear again.
Okay. It still seems to be pulling down at a little bit of an angle, but still it's a tug down.
I suspect it will tug upwards when we get the teddy bear down there. It wants us to go to the cellar again. Wants to go to the cellar.
Oh, also we'll look out through the door. Is that door still open?
Yeah, it's still open a crack. Again, it opened all the way.
Yeah, we'll look out through it. Is it the Sylvan Glade or is it?
It is. Yes, it still looks not the right. You can't see the driveway at all. You just
what
see
time
a
of year is it? Is it
forest?
Would summer or winter be in charge?
Looking out, it's like summer.
Yeah, but in reality.
Yeah, it's summer in reality.
It is summer. Okay. Damn it, Mum. So are we going down to the cellar?
It wants us to.
Now, we are all thinking that we find the kid and they'll hopefully solve whatever the hell this is going on, right?
Yeah. I'm wondering if we should go back up to the... I'm thinking maybe we should go back up to the attic and take that silver cup as well.
Well, if we go through the store, we might end up in the attic anyway.
That's true.
Okay, so you guys are still kind of all the way downstairs after just happened with Andy. You were looking for your phone.
Yeah.
You start to feel the floorboard shift beneath you again. You see the same face kind of peering up the floorboard directly where you were standing.
I try and stamp on the face, and then, no matter whether it works or not, I run over and stand on top of the mattress.
Okay.
That was previously mentioned here.
You bring your heel down several times on the face. The face actually, you do impact with, and the voice comes from the wood again, and female's voice, testy, testy.
Yep. Then I run away and stand on top of the mattress, which was previously mentioned as being in here, because that's not on the wood. Yep. Yeah.
The mattress is disgusting. You step on it, and it kind of sloshes, and there's some, like, putrid liquid that kind of leaks up from it, and definitely you smell, like, the strong smell of urine coming out of it, and who knows what else.
Lovely.
The floor is lava! The floor is lava! Get off the floor!
Okay, well, what happens to him on the mattress? What happens to the mattress, or other than the
Well,
about...
you guys hear Nikki exclaiming, but you don't see what's going on. It's still up this, the face is still there, and it's approaching you as if as if the floor were water, right? And it's just kind of approaching and rippling through the floor. The woman's features are there in kind of a scolding look.
Wait, we're all on the ground floor in the living, right?
Yeah, well, they ran down to close where the door is, and you.
All right, so they're just okay. Yeah, fine. I see.
This is complete BS.
And the voice speaks again to you, Nikki, and says, "Shh, bad baby.
I'm not a kid anymore."
Don't make mother scold you. The head just kind of keeps approaching the mattress.
I get off the mattress and run over to where my friends are.
Right. Yeah, you guys can see it in the floor, too, as the floor kind of ripples as this this head is coming towards you. And it's coming towards you, it's starting to come up out of the wood more. You're starting to see shoulders and arms. The arms are reaching out at you, and they end, the wood ends. It's like very brutally sharp kind of nails that's reaching.
I run around it. I mean, it's a big space here, so yes, obviously I'm going to run around there, and I'm going to try and head down towards the cellar then, where the things...
The rest of you guys can see this,
I don't care if the rest are following me or not. Right.
I'm going to run towards where... But I'm going to follow a different route.
You're all splitting up. Where are you trying to end up, Dan?
The cellar. At least the stairway to the cellar.
Chris, what are you...
If I can run around a different way again. The cellar, failing there, the study.
Okay. No, you all basically just run circles around it, isn't able to keep up, all three of you breaking into a different direction. And as you go down the cellar steps, the form makes its way to the cellar and then kind of pauses at the top of the cellars. And, Chris, you'll be the last one going down. So you turn around and look, yep. And, the face looks kind of, where it looked enraged before, it looks kind of different now. Like, the eyes are very downcast. It looks almost as if it's crying. And it kind of sinks into the floor.
Yes, baby ran away.
Nikki, your backpack is now swinging in the air as you're going down the cellar. And now it's kind of like straight out vertical, and it's kind of pointing towards the furnace. And the furnace is lit. There is an orange fire going on inside behind the grill. And there's kind of a green luminous smoke that's coming up out of like the smokestack. And in the smoke, you can see it's like the head of a child, several times over, all kind of one on top of the other. And you hear, all of you hear this wailing sound that's going on. Everybody make me discipline rolls.
What's up with you and discipline?
I'll actually explain what's going on after we're done.
Yeah.
Minus one. Looks like I'm going to go insane at the last.
Yep. It's a two. It's a level two attack there.
Yep. Then I guess I take a
mild,
moderate, which is four, right?
Oh wow!
I rolled a minus one, and I've only got one box left, so I need to take 3 points of damage. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah,
so you take a moderate. And what psychosis does this put on poor old Nick?
What are you... I can't think of a proper description for it, but never wants kids.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
I can't think of it.
No, that's perfect. Yeah. Kids are creepy.
Freaked out by babies. Yeah.
I'm just going to take the point.
The hits. Okay.
Yeah, take the hit.
All right. So yeah, your backpack is wavering in the air. It's kind of was pointing straight at the fern and feel the tug a little bit stronger. And there's this wailing, keening sound going on. It doesn't stop. Even after you guys are able to center yourself somewhat, it's loud. It's just in your head. You can't seem to get away from it. You guys are starting to see like images of a brightly colored room with a mobile above you, where there's little cartoon characters and stars and moons kind of turning around. You guys know what a mobile is?
Mm. Yeah, we're being babied.
Well, I take the bear out of the backpack and I try and give it to the baby head thing then if I can.
Okay, so you're gonna get closer to the furnace, and well, what do you do with it? It's still like going in that direction. It doesn't seem like the baby's got quite enough strength to pull it all the way.
Well, I walk up to the kid and try and put it in into the mess of the greeny smoke stuff that is the baby.
Sure. And you know, the whole time there's wailing ears, really painful, but with teddy bear close and chuck it direction, the whales turn to like cooing sound. It becomes the kind of the oppression and all the darkness kind of pushing down on you just gives out a little bit. The furnace it's just like an off. The light's gone. The smoke's gone. Your lantern, everything, seem to illuminate more of the darkness again. Battery's still than they ought to be.
Can we go now? Please. I don't want to win the stupid bet anymore.
We've still got Mama Woodcut to deal with.
Don't think probably. She's there anymore.
How many hours do we have to go to win this bet?
Till dawn.
Too many.
Okay, I'm getting kind of chicken-ish myself.
What's outside right now isn't what should be outside. We don't really want to go out there.
Is it worse than what's in here?
Could be, yeah. Could be really worse.
Great.
However, we seem to be fairly safe down here at the moment.
Is it? It's a mud floor.
Yes.
Previously described, yeah.
Yeah, dirt floor.
All right. And I get out my, what did I say? I brought a sleeping bag, and I fold it over several times, and then just sit on it and wait for the...
All right.
I guess wait for them, yeah.
So you guys just going to wait out the morning in the room?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys
as much as I would like to try and solve the mystery of the woman, it really does make a lot more sense to just... Because so, I think the mystery of the woman is going to involve getting their wedding dress and doing something with that, but I don't know.
So you guys are anxiously watching your cell phones as time goes by and see the battery power starting to... but the dawn comes before all of your power is out. And it's not even having to look at the time on your cell phones. You know it's dawn when it happens. Just the whole oppressive mood environment is gone. It's just lifted.
Good. Let's get the hell out of here.
You're not sure what you were even afraid of, Boar. And from upstairs, you start hearing kind of a weak, pathetic, "Guys! Guys! Little help! Anyone here?"
Okay.
No, I'm not falling for that again. Everyone get out of here without answering that.
You hear a thumping sound on the wall.
I don't go and look to see who it is. I just
okay. I'm going to go look.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to go look. It sounds like Andy.
Danny, your cell phone ring. This Andy on the phone.
Andy, what's up? Where are you?
Danny, I need help! Where are you? I'm stuck in the house!
Where are you in the house?
I don't know! It's dark! I can't see!
Tell him to thump on something. Well, yeah. He's not going to hit. So.
Can you bang on the wall or something?
Yeah, okay.
And you guys hear thumping from upstairs.
Okay.
All right. Well, pipe wrench at the ready. Come on, let's go.
Yeah. Keep.
You follow
follow the thumping. Keep thumping.
Okay. Yeah, you follow the dining room, and his thumping is coming from behind the wall.
Okay. Sorry if this might hurt a little. Guys, can you help me? Can we, like, bash up this wall?
Yeah.
You're able to eventually bash the wall down, and Andy is inside. He looks like he's been through a winter storm. Like, the tip of his nose and his fingers are almost black from frostbite. He's got lots of scratches on him. His clothes have been ripped up a little bit, and he's in this wall where he's barely got enough room where he can move. He couldn't even, like, lay down or sit down or kneel. It's like there's just inches between him and the wall.
So we can get him out?
Yeah, you get him out. And as soon as you do, Andy just screams and just runs for the door. He hits it full tilt and the door just explodes open, sunlight comes in, and you just hear him screaming as he's running out onto the lawn.
And the door is a silhouette image of Andy as he went out straight through the door.
No, he just busted it down. Just all the planks that were left on the outside. It just blew it open.
And he's halfway down the road by now, right?
Yeah, he's running down the road.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go out, get in my car, go, guys, you have 30 seconds to follow me. I'm leaving.
I didn't stop in the dining room. I got out as soon as we were done there. I get as much fun as it would be to have the opening scene of, sorry, the closing scene of breaking Andy out of there into the movie. I'd leave. I don't care what happens to
me. I'm out of here.
Yep. Screw you all. I'm gone. All right. As you get out and you pile into your car, police car rounds the corner, and you hear a woo-hoo of the sirens as it pulls in in front of you. As you're about to leave, the cops basically come out and harass you a bit, what you're doing in the old house, that sort of thing. Eventually you're all let go. You have survived the night. Huzzah. All right, so what's going on in this module is...
Well, do you want to stop the recording, Chris, or we'll just maybe make it... No, we'll warn people from this point on. Spoilers, if you want to...
Spoiler alert from here on, yes. This is...
Spoilers.
Can we make wild guesses before...
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Got Aaron, you...
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'm thinking Martha, Mom, killed her kids. At least one of them. Maybe the smallest one saw what was happening enough before it got killed. The father interrupted some kind of way and got killed as well.
I'm thinking more the kid got trapped in the furnace and died that way, and the mum went insane, not quite believing it happened, and dad was trying to keep them all together. But, you know, it didn't quite work.
Yeah, I'm also thinking that the mother killed the kid, but I think she did it by being overly harsh with him and like, you won't shut up. So it'll be like shaking the kid until it stops screaming or something like that. And then the dad finds out and says, oh, I can't let my wife go to prison. So he burns the body. And then, of course, all of the stuff that reminded them of the kid, etc., was put up in the attic in a place where it could not be taken out from again because of the small hole and the large chest. And I think the wedding dress...
Somebody also was... looks like they may have been dabbling with some sort of black magic or something.
Yeah, and that's the linchpin there. You guys pretty much got it right. The mother killed the child. She was a minor practitioner, but with no one to teach her what was going on, she saw too much from using True Sight, which the art book.
That was.
Yeah. So the first few times that she opened her eye and was able to look around, it was a fairly nice scene. It gets darker and darker as she progressively goes mad. She eventually kills the child. The husband, you know, finding out that she did it, kills her, and then kills himself. But what ends up happening is that her power was enough, and enough had been done in the house that the house becomes essentially a portal into the Never Never during the night, and you know, from sun up to sundown, sun up. Yes, it's partway in the Never Never, which allows the ghosts in the house to have a little bit more leeway of what's going on. The husband is just trying to frighten people away. He doesn't actually want to hurt anyone. He's trying to terrify you so that you will leave. The woman is trying to harm you. She sees you as the children or as the child, and is, you know, she's still mad. She's still insane. So she's trying to harm you. The child is just that. It's a spirit. It's a ghost, but it is a child. It doesn't know much. It just strikes out, with raw emotion. Giving it the teddy bear calms it down enough that it can rest. The woman, you could have, had her, taken care of by burning her bones or giving it a proper burial. One of the NPCs was a holy person, would have been able to figure that out.
Or we could just burn the house down and that would have, you know,
got there part way. You
know? Yes, there was a couple of messages saying, burn the house down, burn the house down.
One of the modifications I made to the module, because I thought it had to be done, because otherwise it would be a short module, leave as soon as odd things happened, was that I said at sundown, basically, it slips into the Never Nether, which makes every entrance threshold, so you can't get out. Unless the guy drives you mad. If he drives you insane, you're able to get out. So if anyone just let their mental track be blown, you could have ran for any exit and gotten out just fine.
Yeah, but that's why I stopped any of us going out.
Yep.
was pretty much intentionally going out of window. Like, yeah, no, I recognize that not being. I've seen this sort of thing before. Nope. Yeah. Don't go that way.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, it's a pretty, pretty simplistic plot. The story was based on making you progressively try and get the characters to go insane. The reason you kept making so many discipline rolls, by the way, since you don't really do mental combat like that normally in Dresden Files, what was actually being happened is the spirits were using a power against you, which was incite fear. So it was actually a power that was being done against you. And the initial telling each other ghost stories was just an embellishment they say at the beginning, but don't let people lose a lot of, mental for that. Just let them creep each other out once and then have done with it. But every other role you made was the power incite fear, being used against you.
If we hadn't, or if we'd waited a long time to do the ghost stories, would everything just pretty much gone on with it anyway without us having to do the ghost story stuff?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Because, you know, we'd go into detail, ghost stories could, you know, be getting into the game and everything. And, but I can easily see people not doing that at all.
Yeah. I mean, the easiest out in the game is to hunker down in a room, don't do anything until dawn, and it's kind of boring, you know?
Yeah.
But it will get you out.
Yep.
And then there's the finding out what's going on, and then the other option is to not only find out, but actually put everyone to rest. But I just thought it was just, without giving the people, the players, a reason why they couldn't just leave at any time, it would have made a really short adventure. You just leave.
Yeah.
We're not investigators called in to solve the problem. We're just
right. It's just a dare.
Good kids to do stuff.
They're saying if we were the KBC called in for this, we would have started with burning the house down and then gone from there.
In the case of the one supernatural person we had in the group, you could have actually just put a glamour on everyone so that you weren't seen at all by the spirits and just hunkered down in a room. That would have worked.
I thought about that, but I thought that's a bit easy, and I didn't know how long it would last for.
Yep.
And eventually, they probably might see through it anyway. So like, I'll leave that if we really need to try and escape through some way, then I'll bring that up. Until then, we seem to be doing fairly well without needing to do that. So.
Yeah, and I can see how the module, they give you a good choice of characters to use, because if you went with a more supernatural heavy group, you could have done the whole investigation, laid it all to rest. But if you go with a more mortals only group, it can just be a scare fest for the whole thing. So it can work either way.
Mm.
I didn't think it was a bad module. I just, the big hole I saw was what's to keep them from just leaving.
Sorry, are these all pre-generated characters then?
Yes.
All the ones which you've got in there are ones which come with the mod?
Yes.
All right. So of the eight PCs that we've got there, two of them have discipline. And discipline is a huge skill for this mod here. So,
yeah.
I mean,
I don't think anybody had a primary as discipline. You could have.
Two of the people who are in it have got it as their secondary skill. I've just been looking over to see it. So, I mean, that's what, plus three?
Yeah, plus three.
And I did it just as the module is, where you can put in one more at plus two and four more at plus one. That's exactly what they leave open for you.
Yeah.
No, I realize, and that's great, but I mean, not giving everybody a point of discipline or something when it is such a huge thing in this mod.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
People are
both of disciplines were one and two, so it wouldn't be
they weren't very high. They weren't very high.
Okay, but with presence of four, I'm not really sure where that would have been used here.
If you had a larger group and you wanted, for instance, Danny to, let's say Andy was a player, right? So you could have got yourself a meat shield by convincing him to do everything for you, or the other thing is you could have physically taken out the ghost as well, like the pipe wrench and all that stuff was actually, it belonged to the man of the house, so if you actually used one of those as a weapon against him, it would have hurt him, so you could have actually physically killed the ghost that way. Same thing with a woman. If you would have used the chalice, or if you would have used the knife to try and attack her, it would have hurt her.
Yeah, and because it belonged to them and had their emotional connections.
I was thinking of that, but I never really let the woman get close enough to me.
So there's a lot of ways.
We would have used a wrench on the woman more than the man, because the man didn't really, as you say, the man didn't really attack us that much.
Nope.
Yeah. We only saw him once.
Yeah.
I mean,
For that is that the man didn't have he didn't have the power to manifest physically. So he actually could not hurt you physically. The woman had telekinesis where she made the wood do things, so she could physically hurt you.
Mm.
Mm.
Do you know what the bones in the wall, those are the woman's, I presume?
They're the woman's. The guy, when he killed his wife, basically hacked her up and threw the pieces into the wall. So that was the remainders of her corpse. And by burning those bones, you could have put her to rest.
Was there any more parts of her bones in there that we didn't see?
No.
Because I would have spent the rest of the adventure trying to find rest of the bones. Yeah, because...
Especially the head and things like that. Where's the skull?
Yeah. It doesn't exactly say where all the other stuff is, just that those are the only bones that we spell out. They say you burn these bones and that's her to rest.
Okay.
I suppose if you would have just, without finding the whole corpse, if you started just burning them as you found them, you know, I would have done you hear a shriek or whatever. And she, so you don't have to spend all the time looking for more.
And none of us had anything to light anything with either.
Yep. No, we didn't.
Must be a chip spin to get something.
Well, we had your flares. Yeah.
That's right. We did have flares.
But after sundown, we couldn't go get them.
No, I had to.
She brought them. She brought them.
Oh, you got them with you. Oh, okay. All right, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, in case you haven't noticed, I really like flares.
At the very beginning, was one of the things I liked best about this. Questions that I asked allow the GM to just drop stuff into the game, like the extra person who didn't show up had nothing to do with the module. I just threw it in there for flavor and to use it to scare you, because that's what you're supposed to scare the characters. And so, you know, hey, Andy, using Andy being torn up and all these things maligning Andy would be a nifty way to scare the characters.
Personal connection.
Yes.
There.
So they ask you to ask these questions so that you can have things to draw on during the encounter, because really there's not a lot to it. So what did you guys think? This was, by the way, Dresden File, Case File, Night Years. This was, I think, the most recent one that they put out for.
Oh, I liked it.
Sort of haunted house mod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although it was a different batch of characters than just teenagers like that, though.
Yeah, I would have had different characters, but then you could have also ramped up the sheer horror value with different characters. Mm-hmm. I was wondering about the number of discipline rolls, though.
Yeah, and once again, that's all just because that was the power they were attacking.
Well, use discipline as well for the story that we told, and I took a huge hit on the story that Chris told. I took a hit of 3 from the story that Chris told, and then another hit of 3 from the power at the end. I mean, his damage was as much as the spell's damage is.
I think the initial scary stories that you tell are to soften the characters up, because I think they're wanting you to take all these consequences for, like, the big reveal and such. In my case, the reason they're doing it, reason I did it, because I'm wanting to drive you mad so that you can leave, which is the father's, what he's trying to do.
I did enjoy it, and I thought it was good. I disagree that other characters... Well, I don't disagree, but I think it was a good story with just the teenage characters in the spooky house at the time. I think it made for a different story from the usual stuff of, hey, let's go in and investigate and find out what it is. We had different motivations because of it. I think it played out well.
My detraction.
And think of it this way. We're going to have one kick-ass party.
You never broke out the alcohol.
We all survived.
If Danny would have passed around the alcohol bottle that you brought, I would have given you bonuses on your discipline roll. Liquid courage.
Yeah. Man, you didn't give us anything for eating the gummy bears.
No. Sugar just makes you more frightened. The one detraction I have for it is that it's an enormous amount of discipline rolls. If they would have broken it up a little bit differently and didn't rely so much on just that fear-causing thing, I suppose I could have handled it.
If the 3 different ghosts had 3 different attacks, to speak.
Yeah.
All of them have the same attack, with the woman having the ability to also do a physics attack with her telekinetic thing. Spirit form, where is it? I'm trying to figure out what it's called.
Those of you who already have the module already know. Please fill in the blank here where I leave it. Beep! thank you. I didn't know that.
In terms of running it with other characters, I think it would be interesting to try and run it with, say, the haunted house scenario of ghost haunted people sort of going in and trying to... Because there's been so many movies made like that. Of, you know, we're going to go in and film this as part of our Ghost Hunter series, and then they go in and it is actually haunted with actual ghosts.
Yep. Yeah, that's something else.
We actually want to try and evoke this further, and make it more of a thing so we can make more money off it and get completely screwed up that way when it turns out to be real and against them.
The idea that you're going to film it as a documentary, I think if I were going to run it again, I'd go one different and say that you're here because you just started up one of the paranormal activity groups.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're all there doing that. That would have been a cool
way to do it. That's what I was trying to... Yeah.
And it is because
they would be trying to get in there and ramp it up and everything. And you'd still be telling stories. You know, I've heard about this sort of background history of the place. I've heard this particular story.
Right.
That's still part of it.
Yeah. I think that would actually work really well. And it is telekinesis. The ghost was able to move inanimate objects to her will. That's why she could harm you physically.
Even though she didn't actually get to do it.
Oh,
I mean, she pulled on us and we...
The one time we were going to be done in, the dad came along to save us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. One of the first things they say in it is you have to decide the tone of the game, if you're going to want it to be brutal, if you want it to be just a psychological thriller. And they say, you know, you can make this very brutal with Maggie's ability to, you know, just kill you with furniture and the walls, whatever. I chose to just do it more of a frighten the hell out of you sort of thing.
Maggie or Martha?
Horror versus a slasher flick.
Mm-hmm. Well, the ghost's name is Maggie Cranston. I said Martha. Maggie is probably a shortening of the name.
No, I said Martha.
Martha.
Because I've been listening to a lot of podcasts about this. Well, it's Batman's mother's name. Clark's mother's name, too. Superman's mother's name, too, is also in Martha.
Well, yeah, it's not a bad adventure at all. Just needed some minor tweaks. This is probably a 3-hour, like, shorter if people... had a different mindset. It's like, I'm sure if we didn't have teenagers and we went with a normal group, the first thing you're doing is figuring out, all right, how do we kill it? You know, what do we need to kill it? And
Well, if you stand with the full group and maybe like with Nick, it'd be like a 2-hour adventure because that house would up in flames.
Yes. Although I say if during the Never Never, when it's in Never Never, I probably would make it the house doesn't actually burn or can't burn.
Yes. If you're in the Never Never, you're basically screwed 5 minutes. All the rules are optional.
I guess with more players and more stories, I mean, there would be a lot more roles, so you definitely would lose a lot more sanity before that.
Yeah, that's the thing. If we had more players, what would end up happening is sooner or later, somebody would have broken, blown out their mental track and, you know, ran for an entrance, and then you guys, he would just disappear to you guys because he would have crossed back out of the Never Never.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I know, but, I mean, that's...
You would have been before you got to that point.
Yeah, before the stuff happens, because you've got 8 different people telling stories, or however many it is. And that's not going to be much fun for the player.
Right.
Because they're just going to be sitting there going, oh, you're going to go through the haunted house. Unless...
Well, the other thing is that with, we never put in our 2 additional aspects.
Oh, I did.
Okay, I did not. And so that would have, I guess, prolong the joy, so to speak.
Possibly, yeah. I mean, the aspects that I had weren't really for discipline roles. The 2 that I had were I've seen it all before, and it's all done with smoke and mirrors, and I used both of those because they seem to apply to the situation, but I'm not
certain. Let me end this recording, and we can chat.
Well, I enjoyed the game, in case this bit makes it in.
Yes, I did enjoy the game.
I thought it was a lot of fun. As a allowing the GM to add stuff in on the fly was really the point of the game.
Okay, it's Deadlands.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, BLUMAGIK.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes, or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.
It is a center for higher learning. It is a place with centuries of secrets in its shadowed halls. This is where you have come to learn the mysteries of the cosmos. We are pleased to present the Miskatonic University Podcast. On our campus, you will learn the deepest secrets of the Call of Cthulhu role-playing game. From rules mechanics to beings of the mythos and insanities that plague men's minds. Join us at www.mu-podcast.com.